You know, I gotta take back everything about my audience being smart. I made a horrible error. Everyone's way dumber than I could have ever imagined. No music! But it's Friday, no music! Who can figure it out? Who knows what's going on? Who can figure it out? Anyway, we're going to do a little regular show, and then we'll do a members show. You're smart. You got this. Does it say members only show in the title? You got this. Figure it out. Right. This goes also for everybody who left a comment on the last show, like, I got a warning before it. It says that this self-harm I got on the... Imagine leaving a comment about that. I had people email me. By the way, Moody's one of these people. Taking a screenshot. I got this pop-up warning before the... They put a warning on the... What world do you think there is where they don't notify the creator? Probably first. You think you got a warning when you watch it, but I didn't get a warning after the post of it? On the back end, you don't think there's any kind of... Thank you for letting me know in the comments. It said... Fuck. And then, as if that wasn't the most retarded amongst you, some people were like, cause the thumbnail. He got a warning cause the thumbnail. You're not allowed to say rope or you get a warning. You're retarded. I'm leaving. Thank you guys so much. You've been great. You're still here? Sorry, I had to get up. Oh, no. All right, we'll let it roll twice. See if I give a fuck. Kelly Jean says you're so mean. Get the fuck. You guys said I was too nice last time. I got a warning. Oh god, I edited it out. I edited out the mentions of soup. I shouldn't even say it again. Oh god. And then I'll get the warning taken off, okay? I edited it out because 2 days later, I'm still getting comments like, there's a pop-up before the show that says, Patrick, did you get... I did. Anyway, this show is the fault of one person and one person only. We don't know who that is yet. We're going to hit the button in a second and find out who the EP is today. And then we'll know who to blame all this on. This yelling, this kvetching. We got some P.O. box things. Keep your gift a surprise. Keep your gift a surprise. Keep your gift a surprise. Blame this whole night on Mistress Meg. Mistress Mug Fucking Meg. Finally, the women are fucking up again. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Oh, we got a good... We got a... Oh, no. Maybe not. Hold on. I thought I had... Oh, no, this is not what I thought at all. I think I lied. I think I lied to... No. Oh no. Oh boy. Just real quick, we got two little P.O. Box things. What does this say? I need my flashlight. I'm like an old man with a menu at a restaurant. Okay, I can't read what this says because they put the postmark over it. It's from Living Waters. Oh, Living Waters Christian Center. Oh, God. And then inside is just $1 million bill. It's a red envelope. And I got $1 million bill. Some sort of ministry, right? The $1 million question. Will you go to heaven when you... Okay. Okay. I won't. Save your money. I won't be going to heaven. And then I got a gift. And I had previously said that I didn't receive this. From our very own Chip Galloway. And the card says, now you have a more valuable German coin than Aaron that was sent from a fan. Another win for the toe from the Galloway Alliance. This got put aside and lost, and I thought I didn't receive it. But I did. I did receive it. And here it is. We're opening my very own German Nazi coin. It's a nice bag. Saving that. It's wrapped up in this blue tissue. It's tiny. This is very tiny. That's what she said. It's very tiny. This is a 1904 to 1914 era German circulated condition collectible like new. It's got a certificate of authenticity. I don't know if that's worth anything. This is just a business card. It's not proof of any real authenticity. I don't know if that's... I don't know what that is. It's the size of a dime. You know, Aaron has like a big honking Nazi coin. And now I've got this. Is that anything? Is that worth anything? I don't even know. I don't know how coins work. I don't know. Very indistinct. Can't make out anything on it. Don't know what it is. He says it's more valuable than Aaron's. Okay. I don't know what to do with this. I'll put it over by the water fountain. Hit the like button for Mistress Meg. As it were. If you dare. If you will. If you will. Sorry, I'm a little frazzled today. It's not been a... I've been attacked about my dog all morning. It's been one of the worst nights of my life. And not enjoying it.
A Goomba, my Jinga, oh, no. My Jinga. A ham city baby attacked by some rats. Started writing about goblins in hats. The greedy named Aaron, whose motives were barren, was caught in the rhyme traps like spats.
The goblin named Aaron, so bold with a small cock, was greedy for gold. He begged for more money and goals, oh so funny, while his plans slowly started to fold.
His wife, growing tired of his tricks, fell for a Pollock named Nick. With pockets full of coke, he lured the female dope. Aaron's cum thirst couldn't fix it, so sick.
So sick. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Tom, coming in, says, I wanted you to know I enjoy your show and appreciate your humor. Thank you. That came in 7 hours ago, apropos of nothing. But I enjoy your humor too, Tom. I enjoy Goldfold's humor. This is the funniest one yet.
You okay, baby boy? I don't know, babu haba, ababa bai, redi red, biar babu sasal, babai.
Captain, my captain says Coolboy 52, and also a super sticker from FKA, the Ghetto Basement. Brad.
I've got a giant dick, and I can...
Sometimes fast, sometimes slow. Little bit hard, little bit low. It's your favorite. NLO. I'm sorry. Anyway, bleep, 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 bleep. We're back. And that's the way it is. Now I feel like the bad, bad, bad.
You okay, baby boy? I don't know. Babu haba, ababa bai, redi,
I don't know. Baby boy.
I've got a giant dick and I can drive to Atlanta whenever I want. The FBI is in my apartment. Gotta go.
What I'm saying is, out of nowhere to just say the sentence, I could drive to Atlanta right now if I want to, is nuts. just in the middle of conversation to just say I could drive to Atlanta anytime I want is fucking insane. And I want it to be known.
Mr. French. How's about Sueza gets a Mike David voice for fuck's sakes?
It can't.
That be Jew has had it coming for a long time, even though I desperately want to be him.
Don't we have enough voices? You know, that's my thing. Don't we have enough fucking voices? Holy shit. Jason Bentley still watches this show. What a cuck.
That is actually a token from Showbiz Pizza. Play some Gallagher. Pew pew.
Imagine it was a token from Showbiz Pizza. Anyway, we'll be doing a members show later tonight, and it looks like we're going to have a shit ton of new members to celebrate with us. Thank you, Chicken Boy. Chicken Boy, is it? Thank you very much for your contributions. Mason in Portland says, see you at Hackamania, big sass. Yes, we're getting a lot of people buying Hackamania tickets. It's happening. I don't think we can cancel it now. Reels with 10 membership. Or Riles. I'm never going to be able to say Riles. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. And by the way, I don't even think it's Riles. I think he's fucking with all of us. Like, how is that Riles? In what planet is that Riles? You know? I don't even like that you're making it two syllables. It's Reels. Reels.
Reels. Now we're supposed to go Riles. I'm not buying it. Sell crazy somewhere else. We're all stocked up here. Mistress Meg, who's the... This is great. This is great. Now she's on the list for next month. See how this works? You give, you get. I don't know if you get anything. George, gifted one membership. Thank you very much for that. And we couldn't do it without you. Sketty Tuchon, thank you for helping Galloway commit fraud against Amazon. He reported it missing. Oh, no. Well, it was missing. It's not a lie. I just misplaced it and then found it. Like, it was missing, and now it's not missing. Rover, coming in hot. Thank you very much. Missed me. Now you got to kiss me. Thank you, Rover. Good to see you. You skinny son of a bitch. Mr. Fingers, I get mad at anyone who's thin. That's just the way it is. Like, if you're a thin guy, I'm not into it. I'm into fat men. Pretty sure there's a vending machine out there that will accept that coin for a Diet Coke. Oh, well, someone tweet the show and tag me in it, PMelt, and then I'll retweet it. Make it look pretty. Make it look nice. Don't just be lazy with it. I'll tweet the most creative one that grabs my eye. Pretty sure there's a vending machine out there that will accept that coin for a Diet Coke. No. I got. I brought my own tonight. Don't worry about it. Jason motherfucking Bentley. Thank you. Going to see the Bentleys at Hackamania. That's going to be a good time, huh? That'll be fun. Coco McGee, justice for Martini dog. Wherever that dog is, it's been through enough. You know, I wish it was my dog so I could console it. Wherever, whoever's dog that is, and again, it may be dead. Carl might be right. That dog might already be dead. Rover, you don't have to be sorry. Just put on some fucking weight. Eat a sandwich. Look, Hackamania is in 2 months. There's plenty of time. I think this weekend, right? It's 2 months from this weekend is Hackamania. And that means some action items are getting triggered on my calendar. We're going to be ordering lanyards soon. The posters are going to be available for purchase soon. And I'll tell you this, no posters at the event. There will be nothing for sale at Hackamania like last year. Last year there was a table. All the creators could bring their wares and peddle them. We had merch. We had hats, shirts, candles, stickers, keychains, golf carts. No one's allowed to sell anything this year. It's a gaming board thing. It wasn't worth arguing about for everything else that we're getting in the deal. So, you know, there just won't be anything for sale. So that, like, Hackamania merch won't be available at the venue. Posters will not be available at the venue. So if you want a poster, I would order it ahead of time. Bring it if you want it signed and stuff by people. And that'll all be released soon. But there won't be any. And that goes for all the creators, too. And I've already told people like Cardiff's Kids and stuff. Like, she won't be able to set up her paintings and sell them like last year. Unfortunately. Now, as far as I know, she could bring them and set up a little pop-up store in her hotel room. Or if we have some sort of gathering in a hotel room or something, like a little, you know, like a little sweet party, then maybe we'll be able to like get them up for sale. But I recommend she just like print off a sheet of like, you know, and just say what's available and have it there for sale. And people are laughing about getting posters signed, but you know, people like the posters and they like to get them signed and meet their heroes, touch the hem of Carl's garment. Touch the hem of Carl's garment. GPS. EFS, thank you for the 10.
Exactly.
Think of the 10 memberships, and that's 71, and that's the limit for memberships on this show. No more gifted memberships. Please. We've been through enough. Why won't, you know what I say about life? Hold on, why is this not working? My whole world is crumbling. I wish I could explain to you people what's going on in the background here. You wouldn't believe me if I told you. I don't think anyone would even have my word for it. What the fuck is this? What are we even going to watch tonight? We're not doing any toe except this. Bink, bink. Get used to this, Aaron. Get used to this at events. Watching from a window. I don't know who took this, and I don't even know where. This is what Aaron's up to. Aaron's just watching boxing, wishing he could be a part of it. I want to be where the boxers are. I want to see them fighting. I can't think of a dumber place to hang. You know, actually, now that I think about it, like, imagine going to one of these sweaty gyms just to hang. I liken it to the time I was working at the Funny Farm in Atlanta, Georgia. I've told this story before. I was working with Bert Kreischer. We're at the Funny Farm in Atlanta, Georgia. And it was Valentine's Day weekend 2009, I believe. And there was a bathroom attendant. It was one of these comedy clubs that they have a bathroom attendant. And in the bathroom with the bathroom attendant at a comedy club was the bathroom attendant's friend hanging out. Now, look, we all have a friend who's a bartender. We all have a friend who, you know, I can't even any other job, a mechanic, anything where you might go hang out with your friend at work to see what they're up to or pop in to see what they're up to. This was a bathroom attendant.
Big Sauce, have you ever looked into the Akron Goblin known as Cyrax? Some wild shit, dude. R.I.P. Music, Biz Marty.
Vitches. No, I have no idea what any of that means. I have no idea what that is. But anyway, this dude just had a friend hanging out with him at work. But his work happened to be in a fucking bathroom, dog. Like, how bored are you that you'll go hang out in a room of toilets with your buddy while he hands out gum and sprays cologne on people? You're just in a room where people are shitting. And by the way, if you're shitting at a comedy club, it's an emergency. It's an emergency. No one plans on shitting at the comedy club. It was wild to me. I as a comedian, I found it fascinating. I talked to him. I was like, hold on, who are you? And he's like, oh, I'm just here with my friend. You're just here with your friend? Yeah, I'm just hanging out. I'm just hanging out while he shits. So that's what Aaron's doing. He's like, look, I may not be in the ring, but I'm here. I'm doing it. I'm part of the boxing community. By the way, is there anyone who fits in less? He didn't even have a ringside seat reserved. Ringside must have a wristband, row number 4. These seats are primo. This is pretty much Hackamania VIP right here. So, hello. Mistress Meg is calling for gift wars. Gift wars. Who shall give the most? Because I guess we've had Markkanen.
Oh, yeah, the bitch.
Giving. Marketing giving 10 memberships. Thank you very much. But I said it was too many and enough. And then Rye God coming in as if he hasn't done enough.
Good.
With 20 memberships from Rye God. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Rye God. Appreciate it. But again, that's all the memberships we need. That's too many, actually. And we've had enough. We've had enough. There'll be no steel toe on this show. We covered it on this little piggy. I think we said everything needs to be said. My dog's been through enough. Somebody said never look a gift whore in the mouth. Leave Mistress Meg alone. Leave Mistress Meg alone. All right, let's do our... Oh, no.
A boxer who's broken and beat lost his wife to the drugs on the street. He'd fake all his fights on pretend radio nights while his life's just a mess of defeat.
With a record that's 0-2, he'd yap out the punches he'd do. But his skills were a joke. A washed-up old bloke. And his wife, she's high and out of view.
The limericks make it fun. The limericks are making it fun again. Markkanen, what did I say? Don't make me turn this show around. We've already had one stall. I swear to God. Is that the theme of the night? Stalls? Bathroom stalls. Show stalls. Markkanen, another 10.
Melton's Discord.
I heard he's got a spy in there. In our Discord. In our Discord. All right, we're doing this one now.
Officers go to an animal hospital to investigate a rowdy woman.
Wow. I don't want no rowdy woman. Animal hospital. We're talking about dogs.
The cops, because I want to get cigarettes and water.
Hold on, Stephanie, relax. Wait right here, okay?
They just told me to go inside and go in a room.
Listen, yeah. I had them call you so I could talk to you.
What are you talking about?
Why are you being so aggressive right now?
Because she called me and it pissed me off.
I told you.
You asked me a question, then you don't let me finish.
Get the fuck out of my face.
This is, first of all, the cop is out of line here. This is how you initiate a conversation with a cop. You just walk up with this attitude. People are saying she's hot. This, I'm not kidding you. This woman reminds me of somebody from my past. I'm not going to say who. Yeah, she's probably wild in bed. She's completely nuts. I get it. I understand the attraction to women like this, but I'm talking about like long term, like, you know, aside from like to put your peen in and wiggle it around. You got to know that these women are fucking insane. But the cop's losing her temper because she just goes, get the fuck away from me. So it's a bad start.
Get out of my face. You approached me.
Okay.
Why? So your funny. Dog is fine, okay? Okay, all right. Please get your ego out. Tell me how you're in charge and I'm just a little here, okay? Here, does that make you feel big because you're so short?
Stand up.
What is your problem?
Because there's no reason for this. And then she walks up like a fucking asshole.
Because you're very amped up.
Why did they call the cops? I want to make sure.
I
don't know.
Like
this is a fucking emergency room for fucking my dog just choking and dying in front of my face.
Deep breath.
Yeah.
Is your dog okay?
So they told her already, your dog's fine. And now she's like, I don't know. I'm worried about my dog choking in front of my face.
I don't know. That's okay. You guys are preventing me from to be in the room with
here's,
them.
Here's what we're going to do. Okay, we'll go
please
in there.
Let me know. What? Are you going to arrest me because I wouldn't get cigarettes and water and I'm angry and I'm rude? You can't do that. So am I being detained because I'm about to walk the
No, you are. You are.
I am being you detained. You are. Because see, I know the law. My sister is a cop.
I love the, I know the law. My sister is a cop.
Okay, so
likewise,
you cannot
but
see.
I
didn't do anything wrong.
I can detain you because
what
you're
did I do wrong,
disorderly
sir?
Conduct here. That's disorderly.
They're kind of like, you wonder like how these people, Stevie Lou is like this. Gino is like this.
Attention, coaches.
I got rid of that fake coach named Aaron. I'm laying down the law. This is boxing.
These are people that like don't have the mental capacity to have a conversation. There's no point in trying. They talk over you. They're not capable of listening. She's yelling questions that they've answered, but she can't hear the answers because she's a woman. I don't know what the reason is, but she's just out of it as fuck.
So freedom of speech for freedom of speech.
Yes. You're being detained for freedom of speech. Do you know what I mean? Like, what are we even doing? Yeah, you're being detained for freedom of speech. Are you done with your little tantrum now, whore?
Can't yell and make causes. Yes, sort of like, I got, no, you cannot. Yes, not if they want her arrested, because then I'll put cuffs on this lady.
Okay, call my sister. You cannot detain me.
I don't care
this.
About your sister.
And then, again, like, no one was this retarded when I was in my 20s. Nobody. Everyone knew how the police work. Every one of these fucking videos now, people are like, I know my rights. I'm allowed to have my phone. Get a supervisor. Call my mom. Call my dad. Take me right now to my boyfriend's house and ask him. Like, I'm not kidding. They all have one of these things they'll say. Call my mom. Call my dad. Call my brother. He's a cop. Take me to my boyfriend's house. He'll verify it. Give me my phone. I know my right. It's like, it's insane. Like, these cops, and again, I'm not happy about cops. I don't want a cop to roll up on me. I get it. I understand everyone's aversion to the police. It's nuts to think, like, you can demand a manager or have your phone or roll the window up and like, I'll be with you in a minute. I'm on a call. I'm calling my dad or my lawyer or my friend. Or these cops are saints. They're so patient. I don't know how it's not. I gave you an order. I'm going to give you the order one more time and I'm going to count to 10. And then we're going to break your window and haul you to jail. I've watched cops try to get a woman out of a car for like 30 minutes before. It's nuts. I don't know, like she'll demand a supervisor, and then the supervisor will come and talk to him for 20 minutes. It's bananas. It's bananas. Yeah.
Look, sir.
I can detain you. You are detained right now.
I'm sorry. I'm just really upset about
my... I get it.
You're going to bring me to the police station, but all you want is to be with my dog. How f***ed is that?
Whoa. Like, and then these people, like, then this happens and you go, oh, they're nuts. They're nuts. These people are unstable nuts.
You need to relax.
But you're making me upset by saying I'm going to go.
I'm not making you upset. You are making you upset. You are.
Yes.
Then shut up.
Okay.
The vet tells an officer they want her arrested for disorderly conduct.
Okay, so what happened, and I think this will come out later, but what happened is she dropped her dog off at the vet because it was choking. Then while they took the vet in the back, she ran to the store to get cigarettes and water. But before that, she
wonder
was,
where I am. Ree God's house. His dick is normal and not gay dick like Aaron or Nick.
Not gay dick. That's going to be a username in the chat. Hi, I'm not gay dick with $20. So I guess she was acting like this in the hospital. She was threatening some of the veterinary workers. She was screaming. She was having these tantrums before she left to get cigarettes and water. And by the time she got back with her cigarettes and water, they had called the police. Like, this woman's a disturbance.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly right. Is she still hot? Is she still hot? Would you let this woman in your car?
No. Yep, what are you doing?
You're done.
Okay, please.
No, Now you're under arrest.
Oh, my dog. I got it. I bet you guys feel so good about this, taking me away from my dog.
I bet you guys feel so good taking me away from my dog. Again, it's one of the, like, craziest fallacies about cops that they want to do this. Do you know how much paperwork and, you know, nonsense it is for a cop? They don't want to do this. They don't want to fill out shit. Like, they just want to fucking, like, coast through their shit, have a nice night, chill the fuck out, serve the public in the least intrusive, least amount. Just, you know how you are at your job? And you don't want to do anything complicated. You don't want to deal with a problem caller or a problem account or a difficult client or whatever. That's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. They don't want to fucking.
All right, we're going to walk back here.
My dog. You guys are arresting me. This is so.
Stop pulling me. I'm clearly walking fine.
Why do you guys have to have such a fucking ego?
Why do you have to have such a problem?
Because my dog's in the fucking bed dying.
Then just relax.
Oh, just relax while your dog dies.
So the first thing they said to her was, ma'am, stop. Your dog's fine. We need to talk to you. But she hasn't. Your dog is fine. They told you that to begin with.
But I brought up being detained. You're like, okay, she's fine. Oh, I gotta bring her down. Let me take.
Can I give you some advice, Stephanie?
Just
if you would just be quiet.
Just don't talk to me.
That's an excellent idea.
Probably advice
to you. Stop pushing me. You little ass fucking short bitch.
You little ass fucking short bitch.
God, I bet nobody liked you in high school.
I bet nobody liked you in high school. Real Chad energy.
Good.
Dude, like, I talked to everybody from your high school.
Can you at least just go see if he's okay before we leave?
The alternating between tough bitch and crying is wild. Look, can you go check my dog, you stupid little bitch? Nobody liked you in high school. Oh, boy. We got a bipolar bear.
We're not doing that after all that. You can figure
Shut
that
up!
You can figure that out later.
Phew.
You're not getting anything from us.
Shut up. Like, you have no power over me. Just let me handcuffs.
Fuck
you, bitch. You have no power over me. Uh-huh. Uh-huh, except we're telling you where to go. We've literally restrained your wrists. But yeah, other than the fact that we can permanently affect your life and take you anywhere we want to take you, you're right. We have no, that is the only power. Physical power and power to wreck your life with a record. But other than that, we have no power at all.
Oh, I will. Why don't you shove me so you can feel like a bigger man? Push your chest out a little more. Asshole. Why are you upset? Oh, I don't know. My f***ing dog's in the vet.
But just why were so many officers waiting for her outside a vet's clinic? That twist will soon be revealed.
And then you guys are just gonna f***ing laugh about this later.
Again, what? I mean, maybe. We're laughing about it. You're acting nuts. You're acting bananas.
Freedom, I was arrested for freedom of speech.
Uh-huh. Now, again, you know that's not true, but do you feel better? Do you feel better yelling that? As, you know that's not what's going to be printed on the citation or arrest record, right? Uh-huh, uh-huh. What do we have here? A freedom of speech offender again?
This is crazy, dude. This is crazy. Freedom of speech and I got detained. You're not.
First of all, in Germany, that's happening. So maybe we're actually not far off.
Not allowed to do that at all. I did. Like, you guys suck. You really think you're doing something good here? You feel good about your life? Like good for fucking you. You like.
I am not funny. I have never made a joke in my life except my life. That's a fucking joke. I'm a complete loser. Even that word. I'm Holte does a better show than me.
Do help out today.
Oh, I'm serious.
You're just f***ing taking a person that's just clearly upset because their dog is f***ing.
I love, like, she switches faster than almost anybody I've ever seen. And I know this Leticia girl got arrested or whatever, and Pretty Annie Social posted a, I don't think there was any audio, just video of her, like, screaming and then talking calmly a second later. She's like flipping. You know what I mean? Like tough talk and then crying. Tough talk, cry. Tough talk, cry.
Person that's just clearly upset because their dog is f***ing. So you take me away from my f***ing dog to feel better because what, you didn't like being called short? Like f***ing.
You called her short as they were putting you in the car. So now you're accusing her of taking you away because she called you short. Like, it's so insane.
Go to therapy, bro.
I think you need it more than me. You need it more than me, Stephanie.
You know, like, nobody likes the cops anymore because you guys just do what you want. Even your f***ing, you broke the law. Disorderly conduct? I wasn't. Prove it.
We have witnesses.
Oh. Prove it. Everyone's retarded. Everyone is fucking retarded. Disorderly conduct? Prove it. Yeah, that's not where we do that. That's called court, honey. That's called court. Literally, like a person in a grocery store being trespassed, and she's like, get my lawyer down here. That's not. And what? We just, right here in the aisle, we pop up a table and have a court, you know, like we're giving out free samples? Are you fucking retarded? When a cop tells you to do something, just put your hands behind your back, go to jail. This can all be played in court, by the way. How shall this look? If you really want to fight something, do it in court. We don't.
Oh, yeah? And maybe I needed a little bit of fucking somebody to be nice to me. But you guys just approached me so fucking mean.
You guys approached me so mean. You guys approached me so mean.
Sometimes people just need somebody to be nice to them. It's like you took me from as a child. You can't arrest somebody for fucking words. You know that, right, ma'am?
Hey, officer, what is your badge number?
This one, too. It's like the siren song of a loser. What's your badge number? It's going to be on the paperwork. I'm literally transporting you to a facility to book you. You think we're not going to record who's doing it? Also, you fucking ditzy bitch, you're not going to be able to remember it for 2 minutes. Like, what's your badge number? All right, cunt.
4-5.
What is your name?
Flores.
What?
Flores.
You have to answer it. It's against the law. Not
I true. Did. If you well, stop talking you. Over me I'm and stop yelling.
What is your
I already bad. Told you what it is.
You said it quietly, so I'm
not my fault. You're deaf.
Doing something against the law.
Okay.
I said you can't arrest.
Okay.
Thanks for that. And you guys went, oh, did she just say that? Now we have to arrest her. That's exactly what happened. You didn't like that I knew the fucking law because my sister's a cop and I could fucking say whatever I want, freedom of speech, and you decide to describe it as something you can arrest me for. That is against the law. Is this all unrecorded?
Sure is.
Yeah.
Is this all unrecorded? Will this be up later? Will this be up later? Is this all unrecorded? That sounds like something. That literally sounds like something Chad would say. Is this all unrecorded? I would hang out in the bathroom with you, Melty. Aw. It means a lot. I would never ask you to do that. I send my Melton Graham to all these monster kids. My Melton Graham.
I am just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I have squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises, all lies and jest.
All lies
and
jest. Sketty Tuchon, she would fit right in during the Spurgtopia voice chat hangs. Join on Discord. Rygod, Patrick, can we be best friends? I don't know. I usually charge more than $10 for a friendship, but for you? Okay.
I like how this broad takes it from the cops, just like my Ann. I'm not crying in the other room. I just got home from the gym and I'm still sweating.
My Ann.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to bow down to you just because you're f***ing outfit, dude.
Oh. Did you guys hear when she said, bow down to me? And I bet police officers love it if you call it an outfit, not a uniform. Nice outfit. I love your outfit.
Like being rude is not against the fucking law. And you just arrested me for that.
This gets way worse.
Look at how nice he is. The dog, oh, he's laughing at my fucking dog.
No, just leave him there.
Let's make her fucking pay thousands more.
All right, I'm gonna take these handcuffs off.
Sure.
What I want you to do is I want you to do some field sobriety tests for me, okay?
What?
Some field sobriety
no,
tests.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Why don't you want
to
do them?
Don't talk to me.
No, you don't want to talk?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I've had any drugs or alcohol in 10 years. You will not be done.
Maybe you should. Maybe you should have some drugs and alcohol. Just say.
How are you?
Fine.
Put your shoes right there. Stand right there.
Where's my money?
Get it back.
I know, but where is it? They dropped on the floor. I asked you to pick them up.
Where's my NuvaRing?
Me anything.
Are you kidding me? When
stop
you
stop and face the
shut
wall.
Up. Like I'm gonna. Do anything. How much like do you guys like jack off to this?
Do you guys jack off to this?
Because I would really like, I mean, you could just arrest people that didn't even do anything wrong just because you didn't like them and they stood up to you. You can't arrest people for that.
No, but you're we just, can't arrest people for disorderly conduct.
I was so nice in that place.
The officer just referenced Stephanie's behavior at the vet that caused her arrest. The report indicates she entered the hospital highly intoxicated and aggressive while cussing at employees. Before the police arrived, Stephanie left to go get water from a convenience
store.
Women's
suffrage ruined everything!
Explains why officers were ready for her by the time she returned. That isn't nearly the end of Stephanie's behavior, however, as you're about to see her actions at the police station get wild.
Just because you didn't like me. Yeah, clearly.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Because I would need to be in person for that. And that was very nice.
Hey, when I take this...
So, listen. Just get the video
hey,
recording so I can use it in court.
When I take this handcuff off...
Dude, shut up.
Just take them off.
Hands
on the wall.
Well, yeah, no
shit.
All right?
Oh, I'm so scared. Hey,
you just arrested me because you didn't like me.
Oh,
she's a little crazy. She just needed a somebody to be nice to her, but you come up to me so rude, and I'm all gonna be rude back.
I tried.
No, you didn't.
I did, and then I was listening. Stop moving so I can take the handcuff off.
Stephanie, this will go a lot quicker.
She almost hit that officer with the loose handcuff and caught a felony assault charge.
Oh, no, she doesn't know how to take handcuffs off. Yeah. She's clearly because she can't take it off. She's just making it tighter.
If you keep moving.
She likes pain. I mean, I like pain.
You ready for this? Get ready to jerk, all you fucking sick fucks.
So it doesn't faze me. Make it tighter.
Oh, yeah. You can take it off.
No, you take it off.
Take it off.
No, you take it off. There you go. Good girl. Like that.
Good girl.
Your bracelets, too, please.
This is cuts from when I was trying to revive my
f***ing daughter.
You guys took me from... Oh, why are you upset? My dog's dying. Why are you upset? My dog's dying. No, oh, we don't get it. We don't like the way you're acting, so we're going to arrest you. Take it away from your f***ing dog.
Take your boots off.
You take them off.
Take your boots off.
No, you take them off.
Hey, we need you to take your boots off.
No. I'm taking them off. You take them off.
Is she still hot? Is she still hot? Imagine being an adult and acting like this. Like, there's no amount of money or pride. Like,
get your foot out of my face.
You don't scare me, bro.
We're gonna
shut
her down over
listen,
here.
Listen, hey, I'm doing it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Look, I'm sorry. I'm gonna stop. But I'll do it.
Okay.
I will.
I'm not
sorry.
Kidding.
I know.
Okay. The next time this happens, you're going in cuffs. You're going to county.
Okay.
Do you understand
yes,
me?
Yes, I do.
Take your shoes off.
I'm just upset. And I have a lot of mental problems.
Take your shoes off.
I shouldn't be here. This is a sponge for my vagina.
This is a sponge from my vagina when I have my period, she just said. First of all, I thought they took that off the market back when Seinfeld was on. you know. And now she's trying to tell this officer he's sponge-worthy? Do they still make those? Do they still make today's sponge? And why is it in your boot? No, that's where I keep them. That way I can just pop one in my... I can pop a sweaty foot odor sponge into my...
Just, I shouldn't be here. This is a sponge for my vagina. When I my... Just, I shouldn't be here. This is a sponge for my vagina when I have my period. I don't know why it's in my shoe. Can I throw it away?
Yeah, you can throw that away or...
Just put it. Awesome. It's called the sea sponge.
anybody up for pickleball?
Okay. Does the piercing off your belly button come off?
No.
It doesn't come off.
Okay.
Let's go.
Stephanie, you're going to stay back here with me. She's just going to check the cell because we had someone in there.
What do I have to do here?
I've seen people while they're in the back of the car, like, can I just give you my credit card and you can let me go? Oh, yeah. We just let people pay their way out of jail. I mean, we do, but not like that. It's not like...
Just, like, call, make a phone call and pay money or no, something. I just disordered.
Let me talk.
Can I make a phone call and pay money? As she just swings these heavy bags around.
Okay. I understand you're upset. Let me talk. Alright. While we do our paperwork and everything, you just have to sit in there for us, okay? Would you like a blanket to stay with you, okay?
Do you want a blanket? Do you wash them?
These are brand new. They've never been used. So I...
Would you like a blanket to stay warm? Do you wash them? Says the girl who puts boot sponges up her pussy. Like, oh yeah, we can tell you're really concerned with hygiene.
I need you to go in there. Okay? Again, you're just going there to sit in there.
I know, but like, how long? Me and my dog.
Hey, well, the more you're...
Remember when you were tough? Remember when you were tough?
Cooperate with us, the quicker we get you out
I'm
of
just
here.
Gonna be sitting in there, so it's not like I can be uncooperative.
Okay. So, just stop talking to him right now. Your dog is okay. Please. Your dog's okay.
How do you know? You're just saying that.
Came from the...
You're just saying that. Again, this woman's trying to tell her dog's fine.
What did they say was wrong?
Nothing was wrong.
Shut up.
Shut up. You're lying. You're right. Your dog's dead. We just want to make you feel like your dog's fine.
You're lying, man.
I promise.
It was fucking dying. He came up to me and he was like dying. No, I want to call him and ask him myself. And then you're lying to me.
Is she still hot? Is it still hot?
And ask him myself, and then you're lying to me. And then you're lying to me.
She'll bite your dick off. She'll bite your fucking dick off.
No.
Can I?
Do you want a blanket, Stephanie?
Yeah.
All right, you gotta go sit down for me, okay? So go sit down. I will get you the blanket so you can sit down and calm down, okay? Would you like a glass of water?
I just wanted to, like, maybe if I want to talk to them, then maybe my dog is okay because I don't believe her.
Sorry. We're not going to lie to you, okay? We're not. Just telling you your dog is fine. Your dog is fine. As long as you cooperate with us.
As long as you cooperate with us, we'll make sure your dog's fine. You start acting up, bad day for doggo.
But did they take x-rays?
Listen, as long as you cooperate with us right now, we'll make sure that you get back there so that you can get your dog, okay? Okay? You want the blanket?
Again, if you think the police aren't patient saints, you're out of your mind. In what world should they have to do all this for her? We're coddling a generation. This is what makes more of this. This ain't how jail worked when I was a kid. This ain't how episodes of Cops went when I was a young boy. This behavior by the police enables this behavior by the suspect. Like, shove her into a blanket? What are we doing? Is this first class on Qatar Airways? Like, what's going on? Shove her in. Riles is like, she's upset. I'm upset. This is why the police are so inefficient. Start beating people again. Club her.
Can I have water?
Yes. There's a drinking fountain right there. All you have to do is push the button and it'll come out of the faucet.
No, that's going to give me diarrhea. Can I?
So now she won't drink water fountain water because it's going to give her diarrhea. She wants bottled water.
Real water, like out of a little...
Bottle water?
Or does it matter?
I can get you a bottle of water.
Thank you.
Okay? We're going to get you...
Can I get a smart water? Could I get a Rice Krispie treat?
Out of here as quick as we can, okay? Your dog is okay. Okay?
Can I get an old-fashioned extra bitters? Like they're waitresses.
Stephanie.
This is the kind of woman I could make a star. Say there, honey, have you ever considered a career as the co-host to a remarkable radio show? You've got the it factor, doll.
The it factor.
Do you need a paramedic or anything like that?
Do you need a paramedic? Stop acting like you give a shit. Well, I gave you a blanket and water, and now you're being mean again? Like, she just keeps switching from asshole to crybaby. Reminds me of Chad.
No, I do. I always did.
No, you didn't. You didn't like that I said, what, are you going to detain me for being rude? No. And immediately you're like, yeah, make asshole. You're so f***ing excited. Like, f*** you. I'm in control. You should ever f***ing say, because what?
That is...
Is that what the cops did? Fuck you. I'm in control. You do what I say. Is that what they said? I'll have to watch it back. I don't think...
There's nothing to do with it. We're going to issue a citation for disorderly conduct. You cannot go back there. You have 24 hours to arrange to have your dog picked up, but you can't go get it.
No, I can't leave him. Can you do it for me? Or you just go and get him and then bring him to me? I'll give you the money.
If you have somebody, go get him.
They
tonight.
Said there was no... He definitely was choking on something. Like, he was... like
okay.
Couldn't breathe. And I, like...
I understand that, but right now... Your dog is okay.
It's not his fault. He's going to be scared.
Okay, so here's what we'll do. We're going to take you back to the animal hospital. We're going to ask them to release the dog. I'm going to call them and say, hey, listen, we're going to come back. You are going to be with us.
This officer proceeds to call the vet to confirm if they're okay with Stephanie returning to get her dog with officer.
You know what's crazy? On the way in, they were asking her to do field sobriety test, and now they've just let that go? It's like, did you have suspicion of her being under the influence or not? I've never seen a cop be like, hey, will you take field sobriety test? And somebody go, no, fuck you. And then them just forget about the DUI part. Like, they're just going to let that go and take her back to the vet to get her dog. Like, that's insane.
Officer supervision, they confirm that it's okay for this one time, but she cannot return after. They also inform the officer that the dog is okay and healthy. The officer returns to relay this information to Stephanie.
Let's talk about your dog.
Okay? What? Is he okay?
Dog is perfectly fine.
What did they do to him?
They didn't need to do anything to him.
They didn't take her x-ray?
No.
What the fuck?
The doctor has now checked the dog. The dog is fine. Grab your water. We're going to get your shoes. We're going to get you out of here.
She's mad that her dog's fine and they didn't do anything.
I just need you to sign this, okay? This is just saying that you're getting your stuff back, okay?
I want to see if all my money's right.
Yep. We have multiple people counting for you, okay? So,
dude, this is really f***ed up.
You signing this is just stating that you're getting all your property back, which is your keys, yeah, your hair ties, and your money.
What do I sign?
Right there. And then you'll get a copy of this, okay?
All right, your court date is right here. December 12th of 23 at 8:30 in the morning. Also, it's on here.
Wait.
December 12th.
I'm not going to be here.
Well, you have to be here for that court.
I won't it's be here.
Okay, Gino. I'm not going. You can't make me.
Figure it out.
I'm going to be in Colorado.
Keep that. Dude,
I can't. It's so it's a lie. It's okay. Just stop, dude. She pisses me off.
What I'm going to tell you, right?
They're giving her a ride back. You know what? This isn't... Cops aren't Ubers. This is insane. They were like, will you take field sobriety? And now they're giving her a ride home. Forget about the field sobriety. We'll take it again. What? What? Like, this is nuts.
Now,
I'm not going to do anything when I get there. I'm just getting it out before I get there.
Good. Because I have a person who has potentially a gun on another call, and I'm on a different call. Right, and I want to get you gone.
Yeah.
But I can't do that while you act like
is
this.
Is he like killing
people? So let's go. That's what I want to try to prevent.
So now we're supposed to believe someone's called in another call. And they're like, help, someone has a gun. And the officer's like, look, I wish I could go help this person in trouble at gunpoint. But I can't because we have to give you a ride back to your dog. It, like, what's going on at this police station? There's an active shooter and we can't go deal with it right now because we have to give you a courtesy ride back to get your dog. Okay.
Well, maybe you shouldn't arrest people for being, like, rude. You know what I mean? And then when you deal with this. But little Miss Shorty over here.
Trust me, I didn't want to deal with it.
Now she's insulting the cop again while she's getting out.
Bye. As soon as I said, look, are you going to pay me for being rude? And then, oh.
All right, let's go. I
want to
get you to
like,
get...
Why rehash it at this point? You're going home.
Get your dog, and then we can get you out of here.
No, I'm clearly getting in the car. Please. I know, but stop telling me to do as I'm doing it.
Stephanie, get in the car.
But she, I'm like, trying to, and she's like, get in the car. It's like, obviously, like, shut up. Just let me do it.
Stephanie, you're about 2 seconds away from not getting a ride over
there.
Stop.
Okay.
What a grumpy bitch. Like, imagine if this is your girlfriend. Imagine this is your wife.
Like, why are you even a cop when you're, like, 4 feet tall?
The woman giving her a ride back. She's roasting from the back seat now.
And you're weak. Like, I'm all f***ing gonna beat your ass. Like, why the f*** would you even become a... Shut up! I can talk in here if I want. Did I touch a button?
Shut your mouth.
Yes, mommy, you're so scary. Hey, I get it. I'd be a terrible cop. I'd be robbing people. I'd be doing crazy shit because I could get away with it. It rubs off on everybody. You can't help it. Did that guy shoot anyone? I need to go to my car. Don't touch my dog. I don't give you the right to touch my dog.
I have to go in there.
She can open the door and he'll run to me.
Are you sure about that?
Absolutely. Right. Can you open the door?
Wait until your dog is out here.
But I'm not even, I'm not arrested anymore. You can't just leave me in here. I don't want him running around out there. It makes me anxious.
Bring him out on a leash.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm not arrested. You have to let me out now.
I'm unarrested.
There's a water bottle back there somewhere. I don't know where it is.
When Stephanie was reunited with her dog, the officer told her to grab him and leave the premises. Stephanie then states that he still needs help, to which the officer told her to find a different animal hospital due to her being trespassed.
He still needs help. He still needs help. He still needs help. I have something. I think Doom, you ever hear of that guy? Sent me this one.
I showed this video to my attorney, and he said these cops are definitely going to lose their jobs.
I believe it. Rygod with a $50 super chat. We're not friends anymore, because that should have been a super tip. We get $30 of this. Best friendship canceled. Because of your fucking sloppiness. You know what I mean? Thank you, P. Melty. Nope, rescinded. Look at this. Markkanen knows what's up. Markkanen gets it. Super tip. Super chat. Super tip. Super chat. Super tip. I've never been more disappointed in Rygod in my entire life. Really bad. Anonymous, what type of apple does Mickey D's use? Just woofed down two hot apple pies for $149, two for $229. How can you resist? Right, Milton? Yum, yum. Are apple pies at McDonald's good? They'll probably use something like a Granny Smith, right? That's a baking apple, you know?
Her insane shit aside, how do you get a dog and not learn how to do the Heimlich maneuver? I understand that not everybody is a dog trainer, but fucking hell, that dog needs rescuing.
Can we be best friends now, Milton?
I'm not sure I could do the Heimlich maneuver on a dog. I guess I'd figure it out. Every time she chokes on something, it like, like I panic. Like she'll be eating something and I'll just hear her go, and I'm like, hey, I scare the fuck out of her because I just scream. I'm like, ah, I am such a giant pussy. I can't take the sight of blood, any sort of medical emergency. I just pass out. I'm not good at any of that stuff. If my dog started choking, I swear I would just go, ah, the vapors. And I would just hit the couch. I'm not. Every time she's like, I'm like, hey. I'll just scare her. But it's never serious. I mean, it's only happened a handful of times, but she's just like, and coughs it up.
I just want to see my dog. I just need my Gordy. Fuck you. Gordy's dead. You mad because I called you short, bitch? Oh my God, my dog. I'm so sad. My dog's okay. Oh, fuck you. I need a blanket.
His dog was in the crawl space for like half a day and he didn't even know. That poor dog. Fuck. And it's a chihuahua, so it'll just freeze to death. Shitting and pissing in his bed. And you know when he goes and spends the night at Slampy's house, the dog is just alone all night. This dog is just alone for 15 hours at a time with no food, no water, no attention. To go from a house with children and a wife to just a vapid loser who's never there, who doesn't pay any attention. We remember Aaron's relationship with Gordy. It was non-existent. So now him pretending like he's this like caring dog owner is wild. That's a fact, Jack. Dusty says, how much to get the toe to erase April's writing on top of the Sharpie wipe? Why are you asking me? Like, I don't even get this comment at all. Like, $20. I tell you what, send me $300 and then we'll get him to erase it. Okay, Dusty? Send me $300 and then I'll get him to do it. Are you okay? The Burnside member for 24 months. Melton doing anything to justify martini dog, fake coach, summer night, let the kids box, disability awareness, Joey C, baby bird, helmet kids, chicken for dinner, goal, shut up Chad, radio waste, dabble me this. Beloved Chatter gifting a membership. Thank you very much. Brian S, member for 17 months. After 17 months, the onions are still nice. Really gay dick, member for a month. I told you. Heyo, cheerio, where are the white women at? Cinderbrand, this is Sean, gifting 5 Nobody Likes Onions memberships. Thank you very much, Sean. Save that money for something nice for yourself. Wizard Nug, gifting 10 memberships. This is, I said no more. We're at 128 memberships. No more memberships. I fucking mean it. You guys got to stop. Great Red Shark is a new member. Thank you very much. Great Red Shark. I think you're going to like this one. Doom sent this to me a while ago. And this is a Worlds Collide mashup of two of our favorite people. Can you guess who? Who would you like to see meet? Who would you like to meet? We've got so many people. And I would argue that these are two fringe nuts that we don't discuss too much. Ladies and gentlemen, Felicia and Corey Adamson. Hello?
Like, she talks like a normal fucking person. Then this camera goes, it's like, yeah. New-
All right, we got to rewind it. We got to rewind it here. Someone get this guy a razor. Like, I'm not even kidding. This thing where mustache curls into your mouth is one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. You hear me, Brian Johnson?
People's... can't see anything. Locked orientation. All right, well...
I grow it down to my chin. I there's not a more chinless motherfucker. Hey!
I might have to fix this. I can't read anything. That's how it is.
He's so, really got the face of a thumb.
We gotta just do the live chat thing. There we go. All right. We are live. Coming to you. We're outside of the alleyway.
Again, these guys love to whisper. They all want to be live IRL live streamers, but they're all like, okay, we're here outside the alleyway. I don't wanna make too much of a scene.
Kill Tony as per always. Walk.
We're outside the alleyway of Kill Tony as always. Remember when he did this? Remember when he used to, he thought he was going to be like the on the scene reporter outside Kill Tony?
With the walrus. We started out in the alley today. So, we're actually going to come over here and take a look down at the line. Hey, what up, King of All Dips? How are you? It's the line for Kill Tony. So people are just waiting, waiting, waiting. It's like a giant standby line. Pretty fucking rad.
By the way, this is Walking with the Walrus, episode 3.
And you can F me or Chrissy Meyer. We look the same.
And this is 125 views a year ago. Still 3 to 5 times the number of comments Aaron Imholt gets on a show with thousands of views. How's that work? How does Aaron Imhall have a show on Rumble with 8,000 views and no comments? And the Walrus has a stream with 125 views from a year ago, and it has 18 comments. How does that work?
We got it in profile mode when we started this time. So I had a guest that wanted to walk with me, but like they pushed out at the last second.
He thinks this is profile.
Because it's very, very fucking hot out. And I'm wearing jeans. I got my water, so.
What was that?
Because it's very, very fucking hot out. And I'm wearing jeans.
I'm wearing jeans.
Jeans. I got my water, so we'll go check in with what was going to be our guest. Maybe ask some questions, but she's huddling in the.
Hey, guys, I'm wearing jeans. I'm wearing jeans. Great Red Shark nails it. People wonder why Patrick doesn't want to be part of comedy. Like, it's never been more shit. I saw a local comedian here write something like, dude, comedy's in a boom right now. It ain't. It ain't. Comedy's dog shit. Comedy is full of wannabes. There's like super like S-tier famous comics. And then, like, a lot of this. Corey Adam thinks he's a headliner. Chad thinks he's a headliner. Felicia thinks she's a headliner. Summer Sinclair thinks she's a headliner. Somebody's writing me a thing like what makes people like Summer Sinclair, like, able to keep doing comedy? Oh, it's not real. They're not a pro. They hang out at bars and do shit shows and then make money doing something else. Like, this isn't, like, who would want to be a part of this? Complete losers, complete delusional losers. To be stuck in the same place. Again, like, Chad works clubs, middling, that I headlined when I left Florida in 2009. To just be on a stationary bike pedaling, going like, I'm opening for Swartz, and next year I'll be opening for Swartz, and year after that, opening for Swartz, and guys, did you hear I'm opening for Swartz? And then to like think it's a step up because you're opening for Swartz in half empty theaters, it's like, that's not any better. Again, like throwing out Swartz and Florentine and Godfrey's name is bananas, as if that carries any weight in comedy at all.
See right now, which I think is just fucking hilarious. Right here, we are at the mothership right outside. Right there, look at that. Look at that beautiful mothership. Look at that. The marquee. Got the
look at the marquee. Here's the sidewalk. Got some stanchions. These guys work here.
It's all that stuff. Here we go. What up? How are you?
This is the best angle for a fat fuck. You always want to shoot from the ground up if you're a fat fuck. Tuck in your crew neck. Holy shit.
Okay, we're coming this way. What's up, Kelly?
You live?
I am.
Hey, you live? I am. All right.
Let's see here.
Hello, how are you guys?
Howdy, yourself? Good. All right, we're going to see
you. He took off his sunglasses when he went inside and then put them back on. See, he's embarrassed to be streaming. He's embarrassed to be live streaming, so he holds his phone down. Again, not realizing that this is the worst angle for a human. And I've never seen a man have a wrist tattoo. That's a fact, Jack. I've never seen a man with a wrist tattoo. That's exclusively a woman thing.
What? Say hi.
So out of nowhere, here comes Felicia. And again, there's a reason they're hanging out at the mothership on open mic night. But they'll both tell you they're headliners.
Away from the streets. The whole premise of the show is walking the streets, and you're huddling in AC.
All right, let's walk the streets.
Oh yeah, you gonna be all right?
Yeah, my face is not as red, right?
Okay.
My
face is red. We got Kelly. I think Kelly's gonna straggle along with us. Let's roll. You ready? You gonna die? Okay. Who? You too or me? Oh, all right. Yes. Are we still there? There we go. Hi. You look so happy to be outside of the AC. You ready? We're gonna walk right into the sun here.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna need you to be brave. It's very, very hot.
If I'm Google, if I'm Alphabet, if I'm YouTube, if I'm Rumble, there is gonna come a day where they're gonna have to start charging people to stream. At least until you get to a certain point. Like, look, this stream is monetized and has viewers. So, like, they'll make enough money to cover it. But, like, this is an hour long, and they have to store this forever. This video is on probably 80 servers. Backed up, fragmented, backed up, compressed, backed up. Forever. They shall have a copy of this forever. That shouldn't be allowed. At some point, they're going to have to start gatekeeping access to this. Like, the fact that this is just eating up gigabytes of storage is insane.
No, not at all, actually. Okay. It probably looks stupid as hell.
Yeah, there's a copy of it in every region so that it's quick to stream if anybody plays it in Europe or Asia or Oceania. I mean, like, this will just be kept forever. 100 years after he's dead, this will be on a server somewhere. That's nuts.
I can't afford the, like, rig setup that it is to, like,
have all the like streaming stuff. See, we could just stand in front of this errand area, and they wouldn't know.
Yeah, they wouldn't know.
Just like we're out on the streets.
We could be in front of a green screen.
Yeah, we could. That's true.
I could hold a phone like a cameraman.
What was that? What's in her? What's she doing with her mouth?
Cameraman.
No, you're not doing that, Kelly. Get your hands off the phone. We talked about this. I'm not even excited you're here. You're not grabbing the phone, all right? I'm just kidding.
But that's why there's so many YouTube ads. I mean, think about it. For every bald eagle nest with 50,000 viewers, there's 10,000 Corey Adams streaming to nobody. Then it ain't free. It costs a lot of money. And they have to pay for all these losers' streams who will never, ever, ever make a dime. It is crazy to think about.
Tell people who you are.
Oh, my name is Felicia Gillespie. I'm a stand-up comedian, and I'm in Austin right now, and I'm going to be back in New York next month. What's up?
My name is Felicia Gillespie. I'm a stand-up comedian.
New York, that's your big selling point?
By the way, my heart was breaking. Did you see all the snow up in that eagle's nest? I don't know how that mother keeps those babies. How are those babies not freezing? I gotta stop. Again, I get my heart for animals. I don't give a fuck about people. I really don't. But when people like abuse animals, and if I see like a bald eagle in the cold, I'm like, is it okay?
I mean, I'm going back there. I'm going to be doing a bunch of gas digital shit.
Gas digital, nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Where can people find you?
Oh,
because I was asking about that Letitia chick, and then I don't know who runs the account. I assume it's Haley running the Pretty Antisocial account, but I only assume that because I've met Haley. But it might be Jackie. But they were telling me that Letitia put 8 puppies in the freezer until they died, just listening to them whimper until they died. I'm done. I can't even get into that. I'm choking up. Like, I'm choking up thinking about that. Like, kill her. Kill her. The world's savage. I mean, animals die every day needlessly. Like, you're not supposed to know about it. This bitch put 8 puppies in a freezer. Kill her. Kill her.
Felicia Gillespie at A Felicia World on all platforms. And hit me up.
Hit her up.
Yeah. What happens if they hit you up?
Slide into my DMs.
Wow, that's getting weird.
No, she's not in prison. I mean, I think she's in jail now. She got arrested yesterday, but not for that. She's not in trouble for that. I mean, like, never let her out. Never let her out of jail. Murder her. Patrick, you know bald eagles can handle cold. Yeah, of course. They wouldn't build a nest up on the mountain if that's not where they were naturally inclined to do so, and I'm sure the babies are fine. It's just a miracle. Like, nature's brutal. That eagle is sitting in a nest exposed to the elements in a fucking snowstorm with 2 babies under her breast. That's fucking wild. Nature's brutal, dude. Like, it's wild. Now, I know, like, they'll be fine, and that's okay, but, like, fuck. Don't you just want to, like, get them a warm hot cocoa and read the babies a bedtime story?
I don't think so. All right. Well, I mean, whatever, it's fine.
Slide into them DMs.
Yeah? Kelly, are you going to slide into those DMs?
I already did. See, I got her to headline my open mic.
Okay, there you go.
See that? That's what happens when you slide into my DMs. You book me for a show.
Like, who are they? Like, it's LARPing. It's perma-poor LARPing. These guys will always live in one-room apartments or their car or favor homes, as I like to call Felicia. Felicia's on the internet right now asking, like, who's she's like, I've been tweeting back at her because she's a fucking idiot. She's like, this isn't where my tax dollars are supposed to go. It's like, you're unemployed. What are you talking about? The only people who ever scream about my tax dollars do this. It's like, are the poorest people I know. The most unemployed, low earners in our community are the ones screaming about my tax dollars. Like, Felicia, you don't work. Your tax dollars, both of them? Like, fuck. What would the government do without Felicia Gillespie's tax dollars? And then today she's like, you know, because she's like car shopping as if she can afford a car. She's like, who knows about V6s? Like, who knows about V6s? What do you... I think I replied back to her like, bitch, you're as inline four as it gets. Like, you don't need to be... You don't need to be worrying about V6s. Also, like, is that a question like people ask when they're buying a car? I'm looking at the Honda Accord EX. Who knows about V6s? It's like, what?
It's not how that's supposed to work. Is that what you think you're doing? You think you're telling them to book
also,
you?
Also, she did like a muscle car show, didn't she? Remember that on her YouTube? Don't you know about V6s? Don't you know about V6s? No?
You say that? I just want you to know, slide into my DMs does not mean that. Maybe it's meant that in that one isolated case, but it does not mean that.
But then they booked me for the show, and then they maybe expect something at the show. And they
like you to be funny?
Yeah, well, but more, even more than that, right?
That seems like they're already expecting a lot.
And then
so she's complaining that when she gets booked on the show, guys think that... They want to fuck. They want to fuck. It's like, honey, that's how you've gotten every gig ever. I don't know if you know this. Most of your fucking comedy resume comes from Pat Dixon hauling you around the country. Almost every club you've ever worked at is because Pat Dixon brought you. Because you're basically his travel fuck toy. You're his pocket. You're his road pocket pussy. And usually, you know, like travel size things are supposed to be smaller than normal size things. So I don't know why I brought the fat one on the road.
No, they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it the more they expect. And they're not going to get me being funny. So.
You took away my thunder on that one.
Yeah.
Stop talking like that. Why? Like, she talks like a normal fucking person. Then this camera goes and is like, yeah, New York City, motherfucker.
Shit, it ain't got to be like that.
Yeah, I agree. Stop it. Fucking quit it. Should we die just in oncoming traffic?
Yes.
Yes.
Hit and run with the walrus? That'll work.
Are your fans racist? They don't want me to eat.
Probably.
Okay.
They're from small town Minnesota, mostly, I would assume.
Oh, nice.
My fans, Corey said. My fans are from small town Minnesota. Right, right. Like the Felicia fans.
I mean, it's all right.
Like 12 below zero.
This is the Driscoll. This is a very famous hotel and like... This place here is, it was like haunted or some shit like that. And it's like super old. And people come here, like, this is where a lot of people have their proms and shit. There's like a whole weird ass courtyard in here. I actually, like, a buddy of mine, they're no fun. Look at all their fucking blinds, right? You can't even, like, fucking, there's gotta be one open.
I love the fucking, you can't even fucking, oh, they got the fucking blinds are fucking, this is where they fucking have prom, fucking, oh, fucking, they got the fucking. Fucking assholes, these fucking...
Can I get real creepy? Ooh, real creepy on it. Here we go. Trying to get you guys a view. You see in there? Yeah, you can. Giant hall, completely empty right now, but it's like pretty fucking made to do. Oh, God. King Lodiff says I'm here to be racist, so all right.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Stop. Stop it. I know you're just pandering and trying to get people. How about we talk about this, like, elephant in the room where I told you to promote yourself, yeah. And the only thing you didn't is promote YouTube, which you're right on right now, which would help you.
Well, that's because I don't have a customized YouTube channel, so you just have to look up Felicia Gillespie because I have to get to 1,000 subscribers before I can customize it.
What?
I don't have a customized YouTube. I got to get to 1,000 subscribers before I can customize it.
I may not be much to look at, but get this. I also suck in the meeting ladies department. Y'all think you could set me up? I so long to give a mustache ride with my wiry, long, gnarled pubic mustache hairs.
Back off, bucko. Have you seen my knife? It's sharp, but it can't cut a motherfucker like my stone, like chiseled jawline. I'm very independent and mentally stable, guys.
My orange shoes are very stylish and distinctive. I saw what you were. You're not good. You need to go away. I wear thigh highs for Gladwell, Ape, when the rent is due. So, shh, it's a secret, my good Judy.
I love muscular legs and thigh highs. When Mrs. C has that cooter ache, I enjoy Spider in a set of white petite thigh highs. I'm sexually fluid, my home skillet pancake babies.
Are you still talking like this?
I'm not. I stopped it.
You're still doing it. You're still fucking doing it. Stop.
Like, what is this?
That's how I talk.
No, it's not. You've never talked like this till it hit record. Stop it. Stop
it. You're doing the thing.
You're doing
the
thing.
Anymore.
Stop it. Yeah, now you're doing like some kind of weird Boston like coffee mom.
I'm from Pittsburgh.
Don't. Yeah, that was the first normal thing you said all time. I'm from Pittsburgh.
My man Reggie0D drives a 2025 Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon. That loser Pat Dixon drives a Hunati.
Rygod drives a 2025 G-Wagon? It's like a $225,000 car. What a waste of money.
You even dropped your fake
ad. You know you can get a used Tesla for around 30?
Sent to say Pittsburgh.
I don't have an accent. I mean, I might have
I'm from Pittsburgh.
Of like a
Oh, dear, you need some coffee? I'm from Pittsburgh.
I might have a little bit of a Pittsburgh accent, but...
There's no such thing.
There is. Have you ever heard Coach Cower talk?
It's
like, gotta hit the showers.
Showers?
Showers.
Dude, I get so many used Teslas for that much. I get so many used Teslas.
Is that how they say showers?
Yeah,
showers?
Shower. Yep.
That's really weird.
Yins?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that one is either.
It's like y'all.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
So, Ray.
She's so Pennsylvanian.
Here. God, this just sucks. This is,
this sucks.
Congress. This is, what's kind of crazy about this is this road.
Yeah, they have about the same chemistry. Oh, look, a Rivian. They have about the same chemistry as Aaron and Kiki. Dude, you don't know what radio chemistry is.
It goes all the way up to the Capitol. We're not going to walk all that way or we die, but we will walk this way a little bit. I don't think you want to die on Congress. How are you enjoying your stay in Austin?
Oh, it's been great. I like it. There's a lot of bugs and frogs.
What is happening? Like, what is actually happening?
Frogs?
Yeah, there's...
Like French people?
How do you like Austin? There's a lot of frogs. Huh?
I don't know what that means.
That's a name for French people, is frogs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, get your racism on point.
All right. Well, there's frogs in my neighborhood. When I walk at night, they're all over the sidewalks.
Oh, really?
Tons of frogs, yeah.
There's a bunch, like, I live in a place where there's, like, a brook. They call it the brook, but it's really a drainage ditch. And there's frogs all over that one, too. You just hear, like, rawr, 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 all night long.
They call it a brook, but it's really a drainage ditch. That's a fucked up way to talk about Hulk Hogan's daughter.
Pretty annoying.
It's been fun. I did the mothership a couple of times. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I did the mothership a couple of times. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And,
of course, this is when she was on Kill Tony. That's what she calls doing the mothership. These guys are delusional, man.
Sign up today?
I did, and I didn't get on the list because they're tired of my bullshit.
Well, that's probably because you probably did the fake accent bullshit to them, too.
Nah.
Stop it! Stop it!
Nah.
I did not do that.
She talks like a normal fucking person the moment it hits record.
What are you saying? Are you saying black people aren't normal?
I did not say that. That is not what I said.
I think this is Corey flirting. I think this is actually Corey flirting with a girl. Oh, I gotta go retweet. I said I would retweet somebody's tweet. And I forgot all about it. Let's see what's going on. Did anybody tweet the show? Nope. Nope. Nobody tweeted the show? Something's happening where I'm not getting mentions. So I'm not sure what's going on. Do I have to tweet it? I guess I'll just tweet it. Jesus Christ. I got to copy the URL. This is very Aaron Imholt. Cut file. Copy. April. Minnesota. April. Felicia and Heather, the Gillespie sisters, probably. Rygod says, Patrick, we got to smoke some herb or snow together. Not if you don't learn the super tip. I swear to God, if you super chat one more time instead of super tip, we're over. Me and you, Rygod. G-Wagon or not. You know? This is hurtful. This is like a crime.
Do not. No.
But it's been creeping up to the 100s.
Yeah, 100%. Corey's feeling himself here and flirting. This is 100% like a flirty. He thinks he's got a shot. Although, again, I can't. She's got to be a good foot and a half taller than him. Like, if he was going to hit it from the back, he better have a step stool.
So I gotta get the fuck out. I can't handle this heat. I'm 20 pounds overweight right now.
Yeah, but if you stay walking, you'll be like 5 overweight. By the time you get back, you'll sweat
it out. She said she's 20 pounds overweight. In your bra.
It's all water weight.
Yeah. And guess what we're losing rapidly right now? Water. Please, look at this guy. He used to weigh 800 pounds. He's done 3 episodes.
Who is this guy? Who's this weird dude just following them around?
Oh, my God.
It's pretty, yeah, it's dramatic.
Holy shit.
Corey's like, when are you going to beat it, cock blocker?
They won't let me fan it, but just walking around Austin and doing meth, that's how he did it.
How do your joints feel?
Very well.
He usually says itchy, so that's weird. That
Skinny Dude John said, holy shit, she's 220?
That's very well right now. What up, King of All Diffs? How are you? Oh, walking Simba. What up? Here we go. We're walking down Congress. This is 7th Street.
Great.
There's a marquee. Oh, some guy's running around.
Some guy's running around.
That guy, he just like went, ah. Like I was in his way. It's like I'm just like walking here at a pace.
If Felicia did 3 laps.
Those titties didn't murder puppies.
If Felicia did 3 laps around Corey Adams, she'd be down 20 pounds.
Filming, and he's like,
what has he been up to? Can we just see what Corey Adam has been doing with his life? Again, this is a year ago, so it's like tough to. 3 weeks ago, he did
Patrick, all right, GZOD wants to smoke herb and do snow.
Oh, look. Well, see, also, I don't think you know this, Ragod. You don't have to do voice chat. You can do text ones. I just want you to know that. You seem like new to the super tip system, but yeah. Now
Patrick, all right, GZOD wants to smoke herb and do snow?
Yes, now I will. Come pick me up in your G-Wagon. Where do you live? All right, what did he did? Super Hall Bowl. 35-minute stream.
There you go. Boom.
So this is what he's doing. He actually is. This is his full-time job now, is fucking moving campers from Oklahoma to Texas. They pay him to just move campers.
There we go. Boom. Yeah. Let's go, baby.
Let's go, ooh, baby. Ryle says this is honest work. Yes. But it's crazy to still call yourself a comedian and keep chasing the dream. It is nuts. It is nuts. Like you've never done anything in comedy. Like, we heard his number one album. We heard it. So both him and I should watch my mouth. I don't need that heat. Not even talking. Not even talking. Just, hey, you guys want to see me drive? He's humming. I hear him humming.
Plenty tasting on a tasty fish right after the show. Saying go, man, go, oh. All right, let's get going here. We're out. We're outie. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. We're doing it. Hell yeah. All right. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right. We're doing it. Hell yeah.
We came to do it, and we're doing it.
No, 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 no. It's not. Somebody said delivering these things, you get like $12 a mile. No, no, no. He said he was making like $200 to drive from Oklahoma to Texas. And he lives in Austin. So it's not even like, you know, it's hours and hours of driving.
Okay, let's.
You could argue like somewhere in Oklahoma to like Dallas where it's a few hours, but he's driving down to Austin. He's got hours and hours and hours of driving.
Man, I don't even know. This shit's so fucking. It's fucking.
Imagine putting this out on your comedy again, like. I'm starting a Tesla channel, whether or not it ever becomes anything, I don't know. But like, imagine I just started putting out my boring ass Tesla videos on this channel. What? These are grown men in the second halves of their lives who don't know what they are. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what. They don't know what to do with their life. One, remember the time he was on the beach with his mom? He was just like, I'm on the beach with my mom. It's like, okay. Okay, is this part of the comedy content or how does it work? Tim Bollinger, Hackamania VIP, said, I heard he delivers used Teslas too. The farts are his. Thank God. They're delivered on a truck without a human in them.
All right, we got it. We're good. What up, dogs? How we doing?
He does have the physique of a truck driver. I don't know why you wouldn't just become a truck driver. You make so much more money. If you have a CDL or... But like... Why do this? Just fucking be a truck driver.
Saying go, man, go, whoa, whoa. Where's the chat? I can't even see the chat. What up?
And here we are. Here's the problem with all these losers. I can't even see the chat. This is what's going to wreck so many streamers' lives. We've already seen Felicia crash a car reading the chat. They're trying to read chat on their phones while driving. It's insane. Like, not only is it highly illegal everywhere, this is illegal. Saying out loud, I can't even see the chat. Like, there isn't a world where you could have the chat on a heads-up display and it wouldn't be super unsafe. Like, this is nuts. I can't see the chat. Again, if you said this to his employer, would they just be like, this is cool? No, we encourage everybody to stare at their phone and live stream while they drive.
Drive on with the Hollers. That's right, we're Hollerson. We are Hollers.
And by the way, you know this had like 7 live viewers, and he's just reading free chat. It's so dangerous, and for what? For nothing.
Hey, Corey, is your job hiring? I have experience driving to Atlanta. Would love a gig like this.
He can drive to Atlanta anytime he wants, Corey.
Person right now. And nobody in the passenger seat. This is the view. Pretty fun. Pretty fun view. It's like a little go-kart ramp. Oh, yeah, we got these fucking crazy-ass bumps coming up.
Do we?
They're fucking crazy.
That's crazy. Did you see those bumps? That's crazy. That's crazy.
We. There we go.
Can't take his eyes off the chat. Can't take his eyes off the chat.
How are you, strippers? How are the strippers today?
If I come to Hackamania, who the hell do I talk to?
Huh?
Cool view. I had it mounted on the side today, so we got a weird side angle. Hey, boo. Hey, boo boo. Hey. Hey. Dude, look at all deer. Damn, dude. There's a shitload of deer. I just can't see shit, but, you know, whatever. I wish I had a better place to mount the phone, but I don't. I'm sorry. You just got to do with this. Which is fine. You move it like this. We got you on the side today. So here, you'll be my coworker. Look at that. Look at that. That's the sweet angle we got right now.
Sweet.
This thing sucks. I hate this. I hate this. It's trash. There we go. Well, whatever. Decked out in full Bucky's gear. Okay.
If you're like me, you're sitting here going like, all right, when does it start?
Documented? Sure. Medium rare memes. Are you documented?
Can we count how many seconds he takes his eyes off the road? Watch this. 1 1,000. 2 1,000. 3 1,000.
Are you documented?
4 1,000.
Medium rare memes. Are you documented?
5 entire seconds. 5 entire seconds on the road staring at his phone.
Are you documented? I wish I could show you guys this dumb dog in front of me.
I wish I could. I wish I could.
This dopey-ass dog. Check this out. You want to see this shit? Check this out.
Now he's grabbing the phone while he's driving and operating the camera. Like, you'll lose your ability to ever be insured as a driver again if this gets out. You'll pay $900 a month for car insurance if this gets out.
That dopey ass dog. Look at that fucking, I don't know whose dog that is, but that is like,
that's Melton's dog. It's white. That's Melton's dog dressed up like a truck.
Get dope.
Must be Halloween.
He's just hanging out the truck like a goose.
Have you guys ever seen a dog with its head out the window? You guys got to see this. There's a dog with its head out the window. I don't know anything about CDLs, but somebody says if he has a CDL, he'll go to jail. I have a feeling he doesn't have a CDL and he's doing this on the low. Just because of how much he's making no money. He said before it's like $200 he gets paid to move for every RV he drives from Oklahoma to Texas. So that doesn't sound like commercial pay to me. But you'll go to jail?
Texas is fucking wild, bro. This is the RV we got today. I just posted a short. You can go watch it there.
Okay.
I wish I had a better place to mount the phone, but I just don't. So, you know, what are you going to do? Am I Turkish? Yeah, I'm Turkish, Kyle. Jesus. Yeah, because I have a mustache. Turkish mustache? Yes. Hogan, I'm Turkish Hogan. Is that what you want from me? I don't know what you want from me.
What is his grip on the seatbelt? It's really cutting into my tits.
Why am I in Newport mode? Because it fucking popped in Newport mode. This is the new thing with fucking YouTube. They want everything this mode now. Isn't that dumb?
Why am I filming this in tall screen? Oh, this is the new YouTube thing. They want everything like this now. They don't. They 100% don't. I don't know what you're talking about. They call it Newport mode?
Popped in Newport mode. This is the new thing with fucking YouTube. They want everything this mode now. Isn't that dumb?
Isn't it so dumb how YouTube wants it like this? I got an email from Captain YouTube, Mr. YouTube, and they were like, please do everything tall screen.
Is that the stupidest thing you've ever heard? It's real. All right, here we go. Nice wide turn. Look at this turn radius, baby. Yeah. That's right. Boom, baby. Down the middle of the fucking lane too, like an asshole.
He's taking his eyes off the road so much. And then he has to lean in to he's gonna wreck. One day I hope he keeps doing this, cause he gonna wreck. He is gonna wreck. Beloved Chatter said, Corey and Felicia coming soon. Legion of Spanx. That'd be a good tour. That'd be a good tour.
Probably got a little Cholula rat dog at home. Maybe. Stupid YouTube. Yeah, right? No, it's crazy. Yeah, I don't know, like, if they're just trying to promote shorts, but it defaults as this. And, like, if you want to put in Horizon mode, you can, but it just wouldn't let me. And I was like,
Horizon mode. Horizon mode. That's what he calls horizontal. No, because Horizon.
Like, I'd already taken enough time, so I was like, let's just go, I don't care. And I haven't done one in this mode ever, so we'll see. Maybe it gets more views or traction. I'm not really sure. We'll see what happens. All right, let's... This shit. All right, let's go, baby. Go, baby, go.
Who are you talking
to? Yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Now we're out of that weird-ass fucking industrial fucking business shit. Thank God.
What?
Weird ass multimeter.
What?
Remember, you gotta type in caps or it's hard to read, so just remember that.
What? I can't hear you.
You take 183 all the way down, yeah, King?
I can't hear you. What? Turn the RV off. Turn the RV off. I Corey Adam left Steel Toe because Aaron Imholt was holding him back. Ain't that some shit? Aaron Imhol is holding me back. He is?
How the F do I drive this thing? I haven't had a girl set on my face since 1978. F that, though. I'm keeping my shit mustache.
I got a Chad Zumach in the past week has tagged me three times. People three times for help. It's one of the wildest things I've ever seen. Now, I showed you the Josh Denny one the other day, and I told you about the KB one the other day. So Josh Denny gets tagged. Come on, Josh. Tell Patrick how he sucks and nobody in comedy likes him. Come on, Josh. Get him. Josh, tell ask Melton. Member, come on, Josh. Begging for Josh Denny to come help. Now, Josh and I don't get along. We don't talk. Josh ends up retweeting a tweet of mine saying, Josh doesn't care about this. You're the one harassing him. Josh likes two of my tweets. And then the next day, I get a text from Josh Denny. This is how much this backfired on Chad. The next day, I get a text from Josh Denny. And I'm not going to share the whole thing because it's no big deal. But this is the one he said. Out of nowhere, unprovoked. Josh and I don't talk, and the last time we had a text back and forth, it was heated as fuck. This is what I get yesterday, out of nowhere, cold, unsolicited. Chad has Ninja Turtle mouth, and I replied, it's like fetal alcohol syndrome for real, man. Ha ha. And then he sent me this image making fun of Chad. And I can't unsee it. Chad begging for Josh to come help has caused Josh and I to start talking a little bit. Now, again, I don't. So then after that image, I go, are we friends now? LOL. And then Josh says, why are your bottom teeth whiter than your top teeth? And again, I can't unsee this Ninja Turtle thing now. That's Chad. So anyway, Josh and I talk a little bit. And I, look, man, I enjoyed it. And I put it out there to Josh, like, if you're ever in Vegas and you want to get together and talk, no, because I've invited him on the show. We've done all that stuff. But it's funny that this is almost, you know, again, it was a very nice conversation and we laughed and laughed and laughed about an idiot. And will Josh and I ever see each other again or talk or whatever? Maybe not. But I wished him well. And I hope he's well. And I always, man, Josh is funny. Again, I don't watch a lot of current stuff, but Josh can be very funny. And Josh is way funnier than Chad will ever be. And that's a fact. And Chad does this thing where he's like, oh, Melton, you know, cried in his arms and Melton's so butthurt over Josh not liking him. I'm just getting older and it's like, it's not worth fighting. We had a falling out that was largely centered around his girlfriend, who he's not with anymore. And he was with for like 10 years. So it just drove us apart. Now, a lot of it was my fault. A lot of it was Josh's fault. I don't think either of us have such an ego we wouldn't admit we weren't shit. But it's just funny that in Chad's attempt to get Josh in to help him pile on Melton, as he's done with Red Bar and Louis J. Gomez and all these people, it literally backfired so hard that Josh and I are talking again. So, nailed it, Josh. Like, and he messages me out of nowhere. Just look at Chad. Looks like Ninja Turtle teeth. Mwah! Mwah! The next one he did was saying KB and I laugh privately and she calls Melton ugly. Now, again, maybe that's true. She says it's not. Publicly, she says it's not true that she never said that. And Chad's like, yeah, you did. And she said, no, I didn't. Again, I don't know if it's true and I don't really care if it's true. People are allowed to think people are ugly. People are allowed to think people are attractive. That's on you. But again, publicly, when you called a girl for help, she denied you. So Josh denied you help. KB denied what you're saying publicly. Again, it doesn't even matter if privately you guys are laughing about my teeth or my face or my back or my tits. It doesn't even matter. Publicly, she said, Chad, you're a liar. In my chat, she's saying, Chad's a liar. Okay. Well, today, unprovoked and out of nowhere. Oh, he's tweeting about me again. He's tweeting about me again. Look at this. This is the past hour. Fatty forgot to buy views tonight. Again, this was 17 minutes into the stream after it reset and cut out, 297. So this is just like, again, he doesn't believe what he's saying. He knows I don't buy views. That's insane. Why is that on his mind? Because he buys views, or he had people buy views for him. We've all seen it jump up by 400 for an hour and fall off. We've all seen it. This is how much he's feeling. The paid live views just kicked in. Yeah. Now, again, I didn't even promote the show. It's not scheduled. Chad has a schedule. He promotes it on every platform. He DMs and texts people. Please come watch. We're going live today. Please come on. Come on. So, again, he's just getting ratioed to shit. I didn't even see this one. This is new. That's funny. He's up in them fields. Nothing's making them feel. This is the one I wanted to point out. He tried this earlier. This is wild. This is wild. Melton just said the only reason he wanted me at Hackamania, so he was watching this little piggy, is because he knew I was so desperate I would say yes. No, 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 no. Again, don't misinterpret what I'm saying. You and Aaron run around saying I'm a pedophile, which again is one of the worst, lowest things you could be called on earth. Like, it's disgusting. If putting puppies in a freezer is... Like, being a pedophile is insane. You know it's not true, but again, you're so butthurt, you got to run with that. Fine. After calling me a pedophile and saying anybody who works with me is a piece of shit, I invited you to work with me, and then you considered it, and for a week and a half went on your show saying, yeah, I think I will do Hackamania and walk into their thing and show them what's what. It was just to prove that you don't think I'm a pedophile and you'll work with me. You will. Now, again, I've rescinded the offer before you knew about it. So now you're even more butthurt that you ranted for a week about what you were going to do there and fantasized about it. You were never truly invited. No one thought you were coming. You and Aaron are pussy. That's the reason I invited you, to watch you eat your own shit. Melton said the only reason he wanted me at Hackamania is because I knew I was so desperate I would say yes. I never agreed to it, and I said I'd think about it. That was all. That's what I'm saying. You'd think about it. You'd think about working with a pedophile? You're disgusting. That's disgusting. And then he pulled the offer, and I said, good.
Good.
And then he cornered
Bill from Jersey.
Again, tag a buddy for help, bitch. This hasn't bitten you in the ass every time. Tag another friend for help, loser. By the way, he didn't tag me in this one because he didn't want the fucking blowback. So he didn't even tag me in this. He tagged Bill from Jersey. Come on, Bill. Pile on with me. Come on. This is a guy who hates pile-ons, but he keeps asking people to help. He cornered Bill from Jersey thinking he was agent on how he could be me there. I'm going to read that sentence again. He cornered Bill from Jersey thinking he was agent on how he could be me there. We're dealing with a mush brain. He then begged me on video to come. Again, everybody's seen the video. That didn't happen. Everything out of Melton's mouth is a lie. Now, again, I'll stand by this till I die. If Chad knew what Bill from Jersey and I, Bill from Jersey is a lovely guy and a total normal. We give him a lot of shit for the constant support of Chad and memberships and stuff. Bill from Jersey is a completely normal man. Like, he's a super great dude. If Chad knew what Bill from Jersey and I talked about, I'm not even kidding. He'd blow his brains out. His brain would fucking explode. So I said that. If you knew what Bill from Jersey and I talked about, your head would explode. Now, Bill from Jersey replies to that. Now, he didn't reply to Chad's insult and to come help pile on. Bill from Jersey says, I do believe most of our conversation, P-Melt, was taken up by Ray, who was disappointed he didn't do a joke. And he wanted to up in Vince's room over and over and over again. And then I said, sorry again for cornering you. And then Bill from Jersey liked that tweet. This is literally a confirmation of what a liar Chad is. Like, everyone, Bill from Jersey is Chad's biggest supporter, undeniably. Didn't come to help. And here he is having a cordial conversation with me. That's what happened, Chad. You called Denny for help, and now Denny and I are talking. You called KB for help. She called you a liar. You called Bill from Jersey your number one in the streets, and he's essentially calling you a liar. Who's next, loser? Who's next? Who are you going to tag next? Oh, you're buying views. Stick with an argument. You need to focus on a fucking argument. You really got to, you got to find something and stick with it. It's insane. Melton doesn't even follow my account and I didn't even tag him. Make your IG public, coward. Now, I don't know. I think I know why my Patrick Melton Instagram that I haven't used since 2019 or whatever, 2020. He wants unprivated. Why? Again, it was like this account. It was literally like my Patrick Melton Twitter account. Like, I hadn't used it in almost 4 or 5 years. Just dormant. Why does Chad want me to unblock my Instagram account that I don't use? All this guy wants to do is comb through shit you don't use and go, look, he doesn't even have any likes on this. Look, nobody even, he gets no interaction. Chad, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm serious. Like, at some point, when will you, a 50-year-old man, realize that, like, you trying to drag everyone else down isn't going to make you better. He's wishing. He's like, I hope your Twitter account gets suspended. You do? Because when your Patreon got taken away, you cried like a bitch. When you got a strike on your YouTube, you cried like a bitch. You scream. You hate that. Come on, guys. Don't get my gig canceled after you canceled Stuttering John's gig. You're a crybaby, crybully bitch. You literally do to everyone what you don't want them to do to you. And then when it happens to you, you scream and cry about it. I lost my Twitter account and didn't say a fucking word. I lost a 3-letter Twitter account. Do you know how valuable that is? Did I ever come on here and go like, I lost my Twitter. Everybody's a bitch. Chad's a bitch. Felicia Gillespie got my Twitter account strike. She's a bitch. I don't. Moving on. What am I going to do about it? Shit happens. I have to move on. Chad loses his Patreon. It's fucking warfare. Chad gets a gig canceled by Stuttering John after he cancels Stuttering John's gig, and it's no fair. You're the literal definition of a bitch. You're the mud shark. I thought we're playing in the mud. You're going to catch some strays. I've never, like, A, he can't fight his own battles. Imagine tagging a girl for help. Ah, let's get KB in here with that wit. That'll destroy Melton. Huh? Let's drag Bill from Jersey, a civilian, in for some help. Josh Denny does hate me. Josh Denny doesn't like me at all. How'd that go? Josh Denny and I worked together for years. Josh Denny, I doubt, is ever going to go, Melton's not funny. And I'm definitely not ever going to say Josh isn't funny. There's a reason I worked with him for years. You're causing people to reunite. It's sick, dude. It's sick. Fuck, is he desperate? I don't know. And now the cop story yesterday. Hold on. Can we? Is it Stalin 19? Had the cop clip? Which is 100% fake. Cardiff Electric went and checked. There was nobody at Chad's house from the police department yesterday. Again, this isn't a FOIA request. 100% the Tampa Police Department has a blotter. Has a record every day that's open to the public that you can go check to see if there was any incident at any address or any 911 call to an address or any of that stuff. That's public information. And even Chad gets on to MLC and changes his story. First of all, he said, all the cops are aware of me. They know I'm a live streamer. They know I'm a comedian. This happens all the time. This happens every week. I constantly get swatted. I just don't bring it up to you guys. They know it's bullshit. The cops are aware. Totally. Then he says 5 officers are at his door. Well, which is it? Do they know you and know you're a streamer and know it's bullshit? Or did 5 cops show up at your door and search your house? Which he said, I let them in and they searched my house. Really? This never happened. None of this shit ever fucking happened. It's a fact, Jack.
Hold on. Fuck. All right. Sorry. I know this is kind of weird. Hold on. I'll be right back.
You got any gum?
Sorry about the abrupt ending. I got to go. Sorry. I'll talk to you tomorrow about it. Bye. Sorry for the abrupt ending to my show.
I think he thinks abrupt ends with a P. Sorry about the abrupt ending.
Like, I needed to come on here and explain what happened. There were 5 cops at my door.
Because they know you, and they know you're a streamer, and this happens every week. Chad's show and life is so boring he has to make up this kind of shit. Somebody in the chat or in the Discord was saying how much better Steel Toe is at this than Chad. 100%. 100%. You know, like, Steel Toe did have his own show on the radio. Steel Toe does make the goal most days. Steel Toe does make money and does have a few actual supporters and fans. Legit. Legit. Chad is a wet brain, empty vessel. I'm not, look, no bones about it. I'm not just being mean. He's dumb. He's dumb. I'm not, I have an offer. $10,000 cash. If you can beat me in an IQ test, Chad. You have my word. Let's both take an IQ test. I've never taken one. I don't even know what it entails. Do you have to draw a turtle or something? Or a pirate? I will give you $10,000 if your IQ is above 100. How about that? You don't have to beat me. If your IQ is above 100, I will give you $10,000. Do you accept? You won't. You won't. Same as with the stand-up comedy thing. If there's a professional show at a comedy club that we can set up, you do 10 minutes and I do 10 minutes. Cold. You can go practice all you want. I'll go up cold. I haven't been on stage in over a year. The audience takes a poll on the way out. Again, not Dabbleverse people, just a general audience that's at a comedy club on a Friday night. We poll them, who was funnier? I will give you $10,000 if they pick you. I'll watch you backstage pacing and sweating and quivering your lips, bitch. I'm not kidding. I'll blow you out of the water, bitch. You have two different offers for $10,000. We don't need a contract. We don't need a contract. My word is worth it. Do you know the shit I'll take if I don't pay up? My word is worth it. And by the way, even if I lose the stand-up thing, it'll be worth it to watch him nervously pace and sweat backstage. $10,000. He wouldn't dare. He wouldn't do it. If Chad were to offer me that, first of all, he doesn't have the money. I wouldn't need a contract. My word is bond. I'll pay it. If you can score over 100 on an IQ test, and again, I think monkeys get 80, 85. I'll give you $10,000. I'll give you $10,000. Now, do I really think Chad won't score 100 on an IQ test? I don't know. I don't know. What I do know is baby boy too scared to do it. There's no downside other than everyone seeing what a fool you are. Prove you're not a wet-brained idiot. Prove it. These things will never happen, so I'm not worried about it. But the offer's out there. You let me know. See if you can get him to do it. Melton would never. We know you're watching, Chad. Call in. Do you accept, bitch? We know you're watching. You got to be one of the look, I have at least 200 real listeners of the 500 I paid. KB says, I don't think you're ugly at all. I think you're handsome. Hashtag no homo. I don't believe anything.
Mr. Coach Nut Tugger, who's the guy that says wrong? Clip from Love You Big Sauce.
Clip from Love You Big Sauce. Aaron's pigtail peener. Chad looks like Freddy Krueger with good skin. Hashtag PWO. PerrySkincare.org.
Everyone knows I'm funnier and smarter than you, Patrick at Godfrey.
Ooga booga.
Ooga booga indeed. Ooga booga indeed. Cupcakes Corner with American Cupcake. Good to see you. If my job an expedite driver is the WNBA of truck drivers, a person who hauls campers is the JV squad of high school. It's a fact, Jack. Hashtag justice for ladies wear. Justice for ladies wear. Huh? Who's picking on ladies wear? I don't understand what this means, Tiff. Have you had too much cheese? You might want to lay down. Am I your hero? Your hero? Luis Ortiz, member for 17 months. At least he has his seatbelt on. Yeah. Yeah, when he rolls the camper, at least he'll have it. He has his seatbelt on. I guess that's true. I guess that's true. Oh, no. Oh, no. What are we going to do now? Oh, boy. Should I? What does Michael Ray Bauer do live? I don't know if you've ever watched one of these.
Good afternoon, my beautiful people. It's your boy, Mikey, with a little impromptu Thursday hangout live stream for maybe an hour, maybe not more.
Oh, okay. Tiff says, ladies' shirts are on the no-fly list. There's something wrong in our store. And this is a weird one. Where if you had a woman's shirt to your cart, you don't get any shipping options. And you can't check out. It's very weird. And it's only with women's shirts. So it seems like I'm punishing them or something. I haven't had time to like do a deep dive and figure out what the fuck's going on, but like everything's set up exactly the same way as men's shirts, so it's very confusing to me. But I do need to fix that. Thank you, Tiff. You're right.
But I needed to go live today, and then all of a sudden my blood pressure started kicking up, and I'm starting to feel some sort of way. So,
that's one of my favorite phrases of the past few years. Are you feeling some sort of way? I'm sorry I made you feel some sort of way.
Hey, but that's what happens to people that have diabetes, heart issues, and a lot of other bullshit when they're 50 years old.
I'm 50.
My hair, it's looking really, really weird. Do I have a plan for this show? Not really. Is it even considered a show? Not really.
Hold on. Somebody said Chad is watching. Confirmed. Why did he tweet? Is he tweeting? Melton just said this. Melton's saying other things? Oh. Oh. Melton. Oh. The thing about Melton that you gotta know. Where is he? I gotta go see. No. Melton Law is about it. Oh, no. I'm blocked. He blocked. What, I liked his insult in the last tweet. He's like, Melton doesn't even follow me. Why would I? You'll just block me and then unblock me and then block me and then unblock me, depending on how you're feeling that day. Choked on my own spit. You don't even follow me. Ugh, sick burn, dude. Sick fucking burn. Oh, God. I really just choked. Ugh. I got a juicy mouth. Don't write that.
But I need to make some... damn money. I am struggling to pay my bills. I've been looking at my bank account the last month or two after being hacked.
You and Kevin Brennan. Kevin's like, when do I get paid from Rumble? I am feeling the pain.
That we talked about. And I'm like, man, am I going to be able to pay my rent and my bills this upcoming month? Am I going to be homeless in 3 months? Oh, shit.
What's happening in 3 months? I feel like there's got to be like some catalyst that's caused him to like say he's leaving California and he's moving and taking a big chance. What's happened that's like forcing his hand on this? They must be like raising his rent or something, or maybe they're going to tear down his apartment complex. So they've told him everyone has to leave by a certain date. Tiff says McDonald's is always hiring. It really is the last resort of all these guys. Like, God, I don't want to have to like work. It's an insult to American Cupcake. Really?
I'd rather eat my lips and check the phone than take an IQ test.
Yes, I know. I know. Also, like, imagine he takes it and he can't get over 100. Like, literally. Like, there's a very real possibility he doesn't have over 100 IQ. You know. I'll tell you what. I'll give you one of those Fisher-Price block sets where you have to put the different shapes in the different holes. And if you can do them all, I'll give you $10,000. If you can put the triangle in the triangle, the circle in the circle, the star in the star, and that's a tricky one because you got to get it lined up just right.
Got to get my shit together. Hopefully it's just hard times, but hard times reveal hard people or good people. Tough people. I think that's the thing. But I don't want to talk about all my worries. That should be saved for the Anxiety Files videos. I just wanted to come online, let y'all know I love you. I wanted to see some of y'all faces. I wanted to do an Ask Me Anything, a hangout. I did add a goal. Kind of sounded like a fun one and a weird one.
Oh, boy. Hold on.
But I made a goal for today's live stream on YouTube or through PayPal and Venmo and Cash App. I'd prefer you guys donate through PayPal, Cash App, or Venmo.
Guys, I have a goal. Where am I? Bink. We do have a goal here today, too. We're looking for 10 grand. If you're going to make a goal, you might as well just make a giant goal, right? Like, you know, I'm gonna cry and whine and scream if I don't hit it. And the likelihood of hitting it's low anyway. So I'm just going to be like, no, 10 grand is what we're looking for today. It's what we need $10,000.
Oh, because the money gets right to me before. If you wanted to donate or be a part of the goal.
I do.
But I'm like, I made a goal for 50 super chats or donations.
Okay.
That would equal, if every donation is at least $2, that would equal what?
Oh, no.
God, I'm so bad. Is that 100? That's 100.
All right, Michael Ray Bauer, if you can get over 50 on an IQ test. What's 2 times 50? Fuck. Is that 100? Is that 100? Fuck. Is that 100?
100, right? Yeah, if I got $100.
When you start doing movie math like that, like if I could get 50 people to give me 2, or 100 people to give me 1, or 4 people to give me 25, or 5 people to give me 20.
Or more total in today's show. I'll make an OnlyFans page. And I'll upload a body pic.
Hold on. People are saying Michael Ray Bauer would beat Chad in an IQ test. No fucking way. Also, Cardiff's kids. I'm commissioning all these pieces, but I will not pay for them. I'm just telling you, that's a painting. That's a painting. Oh, fuck.
Doesn't mean the private parts, but it means a body pick. Should I even do that? It's ridiculous. I don't even want to talk about it. But Flea, we'll talk about that in a minute. I'm kind of joking and I'm kind of not. But it is the goal. Is it $200 or $100? 50 times $5. No, 50. Yeah, 50 times $3. That's $150.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Ah, I wonder why all these guys are broke. They have no idea. They can't do math.
Notice everyone is trying to make the cops coming to my house a bigger thing but me. In fact, I was the one who quickly came back on to say what exactly happened just to put it to rest.
Right.
If it was a work, I would have drug it out and made it bigger. You're all making this bigger. He also said my car was 2013 and later admitted he was lying. Keep getting your info from a guy who hides his entire life. He's trying to get attention on him from me. I don't know Anonymous Troll's photos.
Okay, what year's the car, Chad? What year's the car? Thank you very much, Connor. I appreciate that. Silence Duguid says, God damn it, I just saw the show notification. Here's my late fee.
All we got to do is raise 10% of $1 million, yo.
Which by our calculations...
It's fucking impossible, man.
That actually sounded like Bauer at the end.
All we got to do is raise 10% of $1 million, yo.
Which by our calculations...
It's fucking impossible, man.
It's fucking impossible, man.
You okay, baby boy? I don't know, babu haba, ababa bayre di red biar babu sasalal babay.
Baby, where's Goldfolds tonight? Oh, he'll be around later, probably. He'll probably be around later. Isn't Reber on tonight?
I don't know. Whatever. Please do me a favor. Please hit that thumbs up, that like, that subscribe button. Please consider becoming a member of this channel and super chatting and being a part of the conversation. Let's have ourselves a fun day because life is hard for everybody. Sometimes we need a release and we just need to vent.
Think how the bald eagle feels.
Hang out and talk and ask questions and go over conspiracies or movies or pop culture or politics at times and what we like to talk about, because this is Mikey's world. I'm gonna talk about whatever the hell is in my world at the current moment, and we're gonna talk about it. That's the name of the podcast. It's Mikey's World, and that's what we're gonna do.
He's got a new podcast called Mikey's World. That's the live show.
I have a big world nowadays. My world is really small in a little apartment box. I'm the man in the box, living in my shit. But again, please do me a favor. Hit that thumbs up, that like, that subscribe button. Consider becoming a member of this channel for early and exclusive content. I do have donation portals down below, and they will be on stream or on screen if you would like to donate during the show toward the goal to help me out, or maybe even to purchase something through my merchandise store. The links are down below as well. I got out
my merchandise store. My merchandise store. Squinty Carter with $50 chipping away at the 10K goal.
Gotti. Gotti. Oh!
Thank you very much, Squincy Carter, is it? We'll be putting on the list for our Hall of Fame.
The fellas in Discord with their intense passion for the incredible arch and lovely sexy toes on a woman's feet, Well, they are speaking my language. Simping for feet is life, Melton, you prude.
Oh, stink on cringe. You ain't lying, brother. My feet earn me $88 a week on average. with the toe butt fucking and my Crisco foot jobs. I'm loving it, you whores.
How? When you stick those tootsies in my crack and gently stroke up and down on my withered perineum, I lose all good sense.
Why is it withered?
Christina, touch me. Touch me, I want to feel your body. Like Samantha Fox sang.
Such vivid, sensual displays of unadulterated passion and pleasure. Joey and Mrs. C taught us all about carnal desires and swollen, horny body parts quaking with the yearning of hot flesh.
What? Drunk on Cringe might be the smartest motherfucker. Like, he went, I'm getting bodied. I'm out. I'm getting my ass handed to me. I've made a fucking drunken German fool out of myself. I'm out. Remember when he faked his death? And the sad reality is he's somewhere drunk right now and probably still watches all this shit. Yeah, but the thing is, you are the only one bringing the women into the Dabbleverse. Yes.
I too am a donation portal.
Autograph pictures. And if you hit me up in DMs on social media, I typically communicate with people properly. And if you would like me to be on a podcast or do anything else,
I would. I'd love you to come on, Bauer. Can anybody email me Bauer's phone number? Can we call him? I got to call somebody at the end of the show today. We're going to end the show with a call today.
Like that, maybe be on one of your video streams or whatever. Mm-hmm. I would require a guest fee because
I love this. I really do. The brokest guys have the most demands. I saw a meme the other day. It's 100% true. $500 client. And this is what they say. You know, I'm making a really significant investment here, so I'm going to need to know what I'm going to get back in explicit terms. And we need to come up with some sort of agreement for deliverables and yada, yada, yada. $50,000 client says, I've wired the money. You should have it. If you do anything like based on fee, like, okay, Cardiff's kid. She's painting things for people. The people who want the biggest discounts and want a deal and want to hook up and, you know, like, I imagine they're the most pain in the ass customer. A, they're already like bugging you for a discount. So that's off the top. You're getting harassed for that. They're devaluing your work. Then they're going to like bitch about it, complain about it, demand more. The people who are paying you more for a commission are just happy. Like, hey, here. It really is nuts. That, but that is how the world works.
I'm hurting financially, but I'd be honored and privileged to do it for you if you could hook a brother up. So that's what's going on. We'll leave it at that. I gave you my spiel.
Look, I'm going to need an appearance fee. I've never been less popular or had less followers. I'm begging for money to pay my bills. But if you want me to come on your more popular show where I might possibly get some traction and people interested in what I'm doing, you're going to have to pay me. That ain't the right attitude. That ain't the right attitude. It's just not.
And now let's move along and try to enjoy the next hour and a half, however long it's be. So first,
however long it's be,
first off, I want to say what's up to the people that log in early. Oh, I do have a raffle. Everybody that super chats or donates.
Yeah, I commissioned stuff from Carter's Kids. I didn't ask how much do I owe you until I got it. Yeah, what do I owe you? And it was too little. I was like, bargain.
Well, will be invited to...
I'm just using artist as an example. Any kind of craft, any kind of like bespoke anything. People who make custom furniture, people who do video editing or whatever, unless you're Doom, and one of the fucking laziest, most uninspired cucks around. Hit the like button for Doom.
a raffle that I'm going to do at the end of every month for an autographed picture or a t-shirt from my merchandise store. Those are the only things I can kind of give out.
Has he ever sold any of this, by the way? Like, how many autographed tees is he moving a month?
That don't cost me a lot of money. Well, the t-shirts, I got to pay for them. They're still like $10, $11. But that's my cost. And then I got to send it out to the people that won the raffle. But I wanted to do...
Guys, we have a store. I don't know if you're aware of it. NobodyLikesOnions.com/store. Get yourself some fine merch. We priced the hats at $24.95. My cost on those hats is not just a physical amount that I have to pay for the blanks. There's an embroidery fee, and then we have to box that up, and there's a label, and there's some padding that goes in the box to make sure the hat doesn't bend or shake around. And then we do a label, and the ink on that's not free. So I factor all that in. Yeah, man, stores. Telling us about all his costs, and plus autographs ain't cheap. I got to buy the Sharpie. It's like, yeah, man. Yeah. I know. I've shopped before.
The raffle like weekly, but I can't do that. I have to do it monthly because, again, it does cost me something to give out these prizes, and I'm not doing so great at the exact moment. So
then don't be giving stuff away. Same with Chad. Chad had a minute where he was like, he's telling people, like, if you want lanyards and stickers and bracelets and frisbees and coasters and magnets and keychains. Rocco and I both were like, you're a fucking idiot for giving these away. He's like, you guys are right. And then he goes home and he's like, all right, Rocco and Melton had a point. I got to start charging for this. Yeah. Business. And then he told people he was charging for it. And then yesterday on MLC, when he, of course, was holding up his lanyard, you know, dreaming about that weekend in AC, because he has these big lulls in downtime where he has to, like, either look forward to an event that's coming up in a couple months or look backwards at an event going, what, wasn't that great? So yesterday he was holding up his lanyard going, like, I think we could do another gig at the Tennessee Beer Hall. I think we could try again. And Kevin was like, what? And Chad's like, I'm just kidding. I just have the lanyards, and I can't stop thinking about how cool that weekend was. Remember when we were in your hotel room with a bunch of sweaty, gross, fat fucks who broke your bed? That was the best. That was awesome. So now, yesterday he goes, if anybody wants a lanyard or stickers, just shoot me an email. I'll get them out to you. So now he's not. So when we say untrainable, when we say low IQ can't learn, we mean it. He's back to giving away this shit again because he probably has 200 lanyards for his 60-seater event.
Can't do it weekly. That would be too
and
much.
Again, KB did not mean to break the bed. I'm sorry, KB. I'm sorry that I know that hurts.
A cost to me at this moment. It does cost to ship. Damn, shipping nowadays? Seriously.
Have you guys seen the price of shipping?
U.S. shipping nowadays is ridiculous.
I don't bug you guys with this stuff. I just build it into the price. It's like, A, my merch ain't the cheapest merch by far, but I want you to like it when you get it. I don't want it to be a shirt you go, meh, and throw away. It's a nicer quality. It ain't. Imagine me going like, guys, in the shipping, don't even.
I don't know what's going on with the post office. But even when somebody buys an autographed photo that I ship from myself, it's like $6 just for a photo. For 7 ounces, a shipment in an envelope with tracking.
It's like, why is a photo half a pound? Fuck. Are you dropping crumbs in the envelope? What's going on? Your photos are half a pound. Okay. My photos weigh as much as a double quarter pounder. I'm not kidding you. That's the weight after I cook the photo.
Like $7. That's a lot of money to somebody like me that's struggling.
And again, it's probably like Aaron. These guys don't know what packaging to buy. Remember that giant envelope Aaron had? He's like, we're going to put in stickers and we'll put in this thing, whatever the fuck that is. We'll throw that in and some cologne. We'll throw some cologne in and then, you know, by the end of a book, a Proverbs, we can throw in. And then you're just, and then it's still like empty. You're like, keep going. A Xanax. We'll throw a Xanax in. Oh God. Should we do Xanax tonight? Should we have a little, should we do an X party?
Like literally that's a lot.
X parte.
For a picture that somebody bought from, depending on the prices on my merchandise store, between $5.
Right. What? Yeah, exactly. Are you putting a photo in a box? How are you shipping this photo?
And $30, depending on the picture. Because they need tracking on my merchandise store.
Mm-hmm.
I sent something out recently with stamps. And that might come back as non-tracking or whatever. I don't know.
He doesn't know if when you mail something with a stamp on it, whether it's tracked or not. It's not.
But $7 for like 7 or 8 ounces in an envelope, an 8x10 envelope. My gosh. That's a lot.
There's no way this thing weighs half a pound. A photo in an envelope. Half a pound.
And then even if when they ship a t-shirt, they probably put it in a bag and it's still probably $4 to $6 or whatever to ship a t-shirt.
Hold on. Is principled uncertainty here? He ordered a hat recently and I want to know how fast you got it. We live in a world where nobody can figure out shipping. Chad, Aaron, Donkey Lips. I just want to know because I know he's somebody that I don't keep track of who buys what on my store all the time, but I know for a fact he ordered a hat recently, and I know for a fact he told me he got it already, and it was like very fast. I was surprised, and I just would I'd love to know. And if he's not watching, maybe he can leave a comment because he comments all the time. I want to know how many days it took. I'd love to know. Riles wants to know if I can make a hat for him that says feet are neat. Yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'll make any hat for anyone that says anything for $50. Now, this might fuck me. I'll make anybody any hat, any color, whatever you want, that says anything. I'll be like that guy at the mall who airbrushes shit, except it'll be embroidered. I'll do anything for anybody for $50. And Jay Swizzle says, did the mystery boxes go out yet? And if you know anything about me, no. They are going to go out very soon, though. I will get postage on them this weekend because they are taking up my garage. I didn't know how many of the mystery boxes we had sold, and it is a shit ton. It is, I think it's like 40-something mystery boxes. So they are piled up in my garage. That's a fact, Jack.
It's ridiculous. I don't want to sit here like an old man because I'm older than 50.
Literally just, yeah, shoot me an email or a Venmo for $50. I'll make anybody any hat they want. I'll do it for Riles for free. Because he's a very nice man who gives tons of money to this program. And I know he's too poor to afford that.
Or I'm a couple weeks older than 50 years old. And now
I'll make you an I Ate Nick's Jizz hat. You tell me what you want it to look like. You tell me how you want it, what font.
I'm an old man. I'm going to complain all the time. When did I become the old man that complains all the time?
I'm going to call it the summer of hats. I'm going to call it the summer of hats. You can never complain that I don't have the right hat, because I'll make you any hat you want. I'll put an item in this store. It'll be $50 and just a box. You type in what you want, what colors, and we'll send it. We'll send it. I think we could do gold foil printing, maybe.
Was it last week, last year, 4 years ago? But remember when you were kids and you used to hang out in the parking lot, play football?
Run? I'm going to take everything out of my store except for shirt and hat, and they're both custom, and you have to tell me what you want. I call it the Chad Zumok model. What do you guys think I should sell? Would you guys buy a shirt that says this? Would you guys listen to my show if I did that? Yeah, you just tell... We have everything. Just tell me what you'd pay for. Just tell me what...
around in front of the houses.
Would you guys buy a Johnny's Exotic Meat Market hat?
Then there would always be an old man or an old lady, a Karen, if you will. But anybody that's old, depending, I don't care the colors. Typically, they call Karen white girls. You know, they call a white person that complains a Karen. What would be the term for a black woman? Letitia? I don't know.
Whoa!
Oh, that's Letitia.
Whoa!
They're always complaining. Sung Lee is always complaining. Fucking Sung Lee.
No, Coach Cream Jeans. Don't do it here. A, don't do it here, because this will get you on the list. But I'll put a thing in the store where you can order it. Because I need a way to track it and do it. This is going to be a nightmare. Do not Venmo. Do not donate. I already don't want to do this. Thank you for the 50, though. I really appreciate that. Cupcakes Corner, fuck this fat lisping pig. If you have to piss and moan about how much a raffle costs, don't do the raffle. Oh, is that what he's... It's a raffle? Oh, yeah, Doom Hat. Yeah, I'd have to license it. Doom tried to get me to pay him for the Turn logo before. I was like, you out of your mind. You AI-generated logos. I'm good. Doom's always trying to fucking shake me down, man. He really is.
I licked Nick's cum off of my wife's back, and all I got was this lousy shirt.
I licked... Nick's cum off my wife's back.
I want a hat that says The Prestige, but can we put some BMP flame images on it?
Yes, 100%. 100%. Is this a lisp or a fat tongue complex? I assume you're talking about me. He's been that way since he was a child. He would tell you he hasn't.
I haven't always been this way.
He has lost a little weight in this video. Like, look how fat he is in this. Like,
I haven't all.
His jowls are shaking.
I haven't always been this way. Oof. Oh, look at that. We on YouTube videos, another Sung Lee. That would be an Asian woman, possibly.
Yeah, Doom has been sending me nudes. And I'm like, honey, this is going to ruin our relationship.
We can come up with names for all of them. So if a white girl's called a Karen, give me some names for the other people. But when did I become the old man that the kids, when you were hanging out in your front porch playing football, doing whatever you did as kids, playing pogs, playing marbles. That's what I played growing up, with marbles a little bit. And we used to, when did I become that old man that walks out and go, what are you kids doing? What are you freaking kids doing?
Imagine your apartment, you're playing in your courtyard of your apartment and the door opens and Michael Ray Bauer waddles out and he's like, you kids stay off my, the threshold to the.
Shut up. Go inside. I'm going to call your parents. Shut up, old man. He's just a dirty old man. He's a mean old man. I just noticed my teeth. They might be pretty yellow. I got some messed up teeth, don't I?
I just noticed my teeth. They might be pretty yellow.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Got a little.
Honestly, they're nicer than most of the Dabbleverse. Like, his teeth are better than Chad's. Oh, is there a missing thing or is that his finger? I can't even tell.
A buck tooth.
There is like kind of a chip or something here, but these are white and straight. Like, Chad's teeth aren't like that up top unless he has his flipper in. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Heroes in a half shell. Zumak power. I can't get that turtle image out of my mind. That's what Josh reached out with. That's funny. That's funny. The guy drug you in to help batter me, and the next day Josh is like, doesn't Zumak's mouth look weird? Yes, Josh. Yes, it does.
Everywhere. Look at that. Ugh. You got yellow teeth. Your teeth are meshed up, Mikey. But when did I become the old man? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But I am that person now. All I do is watch Fox News and fall asleep. That's right. I watch Fox News. Oh, shit. You caught me.
Wow, just mentioning the store is making the store orders come. There's 3 store orders since we talked about ordering stuff from the store.
I'm technically watching Fox News when I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you a Republican? Does it matter?
Cowabunga, dude.
Does it really, really matter?
Chad put up a poll today about what he should do next for his podcast. Guys, should I change time slots or get Sam Tripoli on? That's the same poll. Should I do more afternoon shows? Yes, no, do a show with Sam Tripoli. It's like, just throw that in there.
All right, let's get to some of people's comments. While we go through this show, let me get something on.
Do you guys think I should go to Hawaii again this year? Yes. No. I don't like cookies. Those are the options on the poll.
Screen. That'll make people think about doing that.
I've never watched one of these live streams. This is like.
But I wanted to say what's up to Johnny Bowser. One of the first persons to get online. Big Bad Bowers going live on YouTube. It's not a drill. This is not a drill.
Okay.
Chris is saying, I'll PayPal you for an autograph pic. There you go. Let's get it done, Chris.
Let's get it done, Chris.
My PayPal and everything. Check out my merchandise store. You can buy it from my merchandise store, but I'd prefer at this exact moment if you pick it from my merchandise store. And then PayPal me the money.
Same as Aaron. Go to my store. Look, my store takes 5%. And I don't have that kind of scratch right now. So go to my store, pick something out you like, and then PayPal me the money and tell me what you want. Same thing as with Aaron's store. You go, you order what you want. You don't get it, then you email Aaron, and then Aaron puts in another order for you that you won't get from the same store. Sweet system.
because I have to wait like a month and a half to get the money from my merchandise store. Or a month. It's about a month. It's like typically I get it like on the 5th of the month. So yeah, that's a month. Depending.
If you order from the merchandise store, it takes a month?
Depending on the days. But hey, if you want to pick an autograph pick and then pay me through PayPal, we can work that through. Trust me, I will contact you. Make sure you got an address when you pay for the autograph pick on PayPal. Let me know which one you want from my merchandise store, and we can get that done. Larry Jester, what's up, my good buddy? A member of the channel saying, what's up?
Cool.
We got the amazing Brent Mania, Brent Oberlin on here. And I started watching wrestling, Brent. I started watching wrestling recently.
Washing? I started washing wrestling. K-Fur's here. Not throwing rocks at a woman somewhere. Mike Ray Bauer's shirt should say Gooner. Gooner. Because he's got a Goonies shirt. Rev Fugly, playing marbles or jacks as a kid is a prerequisite to the short bus and SSI in life, much like playing doctor or what? Playing DR on a slide is a gateway to the priesthood, or playing doctor on a slide. I don't know if that's how you abbreviate doctor, really.
Oh my God!
Okay. I'd like to make a phone call now. I have some personal business to handle. I just got an email from Allie Drew. It was very, very funny. Okay. I just have a personal call to make. And I'm going to break the law. And you're not supposed to, in Nevada, it is illegal to not tell someone that they're being recorded. But we're going to try to take our chances. On this one, okay?
The number you dialed is not in service at this time. Thank you for calling. Good.
Okay. I actually have another personal call that I need to make. I hope this one works. Oh, wait, wrong number. Okay. Why? Oh, you know what it is? Skype is shutting down. Finally. And it won't let me call out without redoing my subscription. I guess I could try to call my phone. I don't know. Maybe this is a better bit for another day. I gotta get a new phone service. I've had Skype for 17 years as my call-in number, and Microsoft is finally killing Skype off. It's not going to be, it's not good. It's not going to be around anymore. I got this from Ken. He told me to bring this up. And then he said to go to 1 hour, 44 minutes, and 44 seconds. Mersh. And by the way, Mersh has said he's going to get rid of the fireworks now. Finally.
He do be crashing cars, though. Hey, Cody. I'm not sure if anybody's told you this yet, but when it comes to riding, driving race cars, you're not good.
You're not good. You're not good. Now, I think Ken was sending that in because he's like, oh, look how dumb Mersh is. He's like, Chad. He can't think of anything to say. He's like, you're not good. You're not good. But Mersh can talk. Mersh knows words. Mersh has valid criticisms and insults. This is comedy. This is like, I don't know if anybody ever told you, you're not good. That's funny. Chad can't think of anything else to say. In that Twitter argument that Chad and I had the other night where he drug Josh Denny into it, there's literally like four tweets where he's like, you're not good. You should stop. That's different than what's happening here. I'll be fair. It is different than what this.
But when it comes to driving race cars, you're not good.
See, that's I'm fine with that. That is not the same at all. That's not the same at all. This is a comedic. You're not good.
Stands up. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you get better at that sort of thing, but it does seem like, I don't know, you're in your what, 30s? Maybe it's time to hang up the fucking NASCAR dreams, because you're bad, and you're bad, your sponsor is bad, and you keep crashing cars, which is bad. And you're not only crashing cars, but like you're crashing other people's cars. You're causing crashes that cause, like,
you see what I mean? Like, he's going on and pontificating. So like, by like, it's different. It's different. And again, it's said in a comedic way. Chad's like in his feelings and angry when he says it. You know, Chad's like, you're not good. You should quit. You're bad. You should stop. You're not good. You're not good. And that's a fact, Jack. Okay, so the plan tonight, we're going to do a members-only show. We'll take about an hour break here. I got to go out. I got to go somewhere and get some cigarettes and whiskey. JK can have that delivered. I'm probably not doing either. The point is, we're going to take off here. We're going to have about an hour of a little break. Grab yourself some food. We'll come back. We're going to members only it up. And we'll be playing all the music. Yeah, I got to go touch a little grass. Smoke a little grass. I haven't smoked weed in weeks. I'm fully weaned. And I would love, I really would. I would love it, but I'm making myself not do it. I think I won't smoke weed again until Hackamania. I'll smoke a joint with somebody. If y'all got some of that green, some of that, or who's got the herb? NJ Ranger, member for 10 months. I haven't always been this way. Agreed. Coach Plaque, member for 5 months, says, I can't buy my wife a shirt. How about you buy it? Send me a screenshot. I'll send you the money with a screenshot, and you send me the shirt with a screenshot of tracking and and a receipt. Or I'll just get it fixed. Or I'll just really work and get it fixed. I want to thank, who is that? Mistress Meg is our EP for tonight. I want to thank her for giving us this 3-hour show. Little short, but, you know, do you really need more Melton? I can't believe you might stay up tonight for the members show. Ryle says he's sitting in his car watching, smoking a cigar and watching the show. That's insane. That's insane. But maybe not.
Chad. Oh, no. You're not good at
You're not good. Yeah.
You're not good. But Mersh is good at show. You're not good. Chad, you should just stop. You should just stop. But Mersh, you don't need to stop. You should just stop.
First of all, do not try to pick the music. I haven't decided yet. I haven't decided yet on what it's going to be. But Moody makes a great point. Chad's not good at you're not good. And Mersh is good at you're not good. But again, when it comes to Chad and you're not good, he's simply not good.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton faces have you stacking. And the low point is the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. Gonna make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like past. Have my homeboy Lane prank call him fast. Have him thinking that he hates him like right before he berates him. In the way that he baits him, I put him right on blast. Like Patrick is an asshole and his show won't last. And every time I call...